the geography.
Geography is usually not learning Torah, but geography of Eretz Yisrael is considered the chelik of Liman HaTorah. The Vilna Gaon in his commentary on the Torah writes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu Vayarechos Kol Ha'aretz. Baruch Shalom showed Moshe Rabbeinu all of Eretz Yisrael. It makes a statement. It could be he's quoting a passage somewhere in the Gemara. I don't know, in the Zohar. I don't know. It says Moshe Rabbeinu was only Torah. So the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was so keen on the geography of Eretz Yisrael is a hechocha that learning the geography of Eretz Yisrael is a chelik of Liman HaTorah. Okay, so this is also, you can say Brichas HaTorah on this. So Gemara has a discussion, what's the northernmost point in the map in Eretz Yisrael? So the Mishnah tells you the answer is Aku, right? Taisa says Aku is half in, half out. They're quoting Misham, right? Aku is half in, half out. So Frag the Gemara, but we have a Tosefta and a Holos that says not so. It says that you have Eretz Yisrael goes further north. It goes all the way to Gzibar, it goes all the way to Balabu, it goes even further. So the Gemara answered, that's a Ritzua Yaitzu. What does that mean? So Rashi says, the main part of Eretz Yisrael is basically in the shape of a ribua, rectangular shape approximately, and then you have a little bit sticking out to the north. Fine. So the way the Tosefta describes it is it Eretz Yisrael or is it Chutz Laaretz, is it Tameh or is it Tohar? What kind of a din is that? That's a din midirabbanan. That's not the din minatar. The other din is a din minatar. Tumen ha'maisam min ha'shviyas. The mitzvahs ha'tliyas varetz only apply min ha'torah in Eretz Yisrael proper. Tumas ha'maisam is only in Eretz Yisrael. And Shemitah is only in Eretz Yisrael. Midirabbanan, they introduce Tumas ha'maisam by rosas ha'smuchas to Eretz Yisrael. And chutz laaretz that borders on Eretz Yisrael. For the simple reason that they may have peiros that were brought from Eretz Yisrael to the Arutz and Sasmuchas to the countries that border. And you'll think that it grew there in Lebanon or in Syria and really grew in Eretz Yisrael and they just brought it over the border. So that's why they introduced Midi Rabbanon, Trumas and Mises, Barutz and Sasmuchas to Eretz Yisrael as well. Bizman Hazeh, it's not so uncommon that they should export peiros from Eretz Yisrael the next day. It's in New York. They're selling it in the stores in New York. So maybe in the days of the Tanoim, if they would have had airplanes, maybe they would have introduced Trumas and Maisis all over the world. Not only Aretz HaSmuchas L'Aretz HaSmuchas. The mazel is that they won no airplanes and they never introduced it in Shai. So it doesn't apply. So that's the Rambam writes like that. That the din, there's a long thesis in Chulin in the first parak. The thesis goes from Vavam and Beis, Zayin and Menalach, goes on and on. A long thesis. There is galore in the Gemaras whether the dinim of Trumas and Maisis apply in Chutz L'Aretz with the Rabbanon. Well, not at all. Five Gemaras say yeah, five Gemaras say no. So Tosfos gives one teretz that it depends whether it's whether you're talking about Trumas and Maisvis by Dogon Kirish V'Yitzer, then Eretz Yisrael is Menat Torah. So there they introduced in a Chutz Laaretz, all of Chutz Laaretz, Midirabbanan. But Maisa Yerik, which in Eretz Yisrael proper is only Midirabbanan, so it doesn't make sense to introduce in a Chutz Laaretz, out to Eretz Yisrael, that's already Exeril Exer. Then they give another teretz. Maybe what it means is if it's Vaday Tevel, so then they introduce Vaday Tevel and Chutz Laaretz all over the world. But if it's only Demai, Demai is only a Churma because Rabbah Meharetz Am Asmenheim, so Demai they never introduce in Chutz Laaretz. Then they give other terutzim. They keep on giving terutzim to answer the steer between the two Gemara. Then they finally give the last teretz that Tosfos gives. That's the only teretz that the Rambam writes because that's what it says in the Talmud Yerushalmi. Some parts of Eretz Yisrael they did introduce, some parts they didn't introduce. Only Barasas HaSmuchas L'Eretz Yisrael. And the countries that border on Eretz Yisrael, that's where they introduced Trumas and Maisis Midirabbanan. Barasas HaRechoikas in France and in Germany and America and in England, where the Balei HaTosfos lived, Barasas HaRechoikas Eretz Yisrael, they never introduced Midirabbanan. That's the teretz that the Magen Avraham quotes in the name of the Rishonim, name of the Sefer HaTruma. Why most people today are not careful about Chodosh. The Mishnah says the Chodosh means Tevuah that was planted after Pesach, Tevuah that took root after the first day Chol HaMoed Pesach. So you're not allowed to eat that Tevuah until it comes next Pesach, until it comes the first day Chol HaMoed Pesach, either HaKrovos HaOmer or the Yitzum Shel Yoim. Lech v'kol kam l'soch l'aretzam hayam hazah ad al yachem hazah matnufa. Until HaKrovos HaOmer, Bizman HaMikdosh, or until the Yom of Tezayin Nisi. So the Mishnah says that Chodesh applies in Chutz Laaretz just like in Eretz Yisrael. So how come so many people are eating Chodesh today? No one's careful about it. Most people are not careful about Chodesh. Only Yechid is Gula. I'm a doctor not to eat Chodesh. So the Mishnah has a machloikes satanoim. Well, the Chodesh b'chutz lo'etz is the Raisa de Rabbana, but everybody agrees that Chodesh is Aser. There's no argument about that. So the Magen Avraham quotes this in Hilchas Pesach, and the Aruch HaShulchan quotes it in Yeridei, in the end of Yeridei, Chelek Gimel, when he's talking about the laws of Chodesh. So they both quote from the Sefer HaTrumah, that he feels that the psak is that we have accepted the opinion that Chodesh b'chutz lo'etz is only the Rabbanan. And once you say it's only the Rabbanan, that it makes sense that it should only apply to the Aratzos HaSmuchos l'Eretz Yisrael. Shouldn't apply to the Aratzos HaRachokos l'Eretz Yisrael, just like Trumas and Maisers, though he only introduced me the Rabbanan. But Aratzos HaSmuchos, so too, the Chodesh b'chutz lo'etz was only introduced to Eretz Yisrael by Aratzos HaSmuchos. That we understand. That we understand. This Yerushalmi, that Trumas and Maisers, b'chutz lo'etz is only by Aratzos HaSmuchos. Then the next step, it doesn't really sound like that in the Gemara, but the next step is not so unplausible, that the same is true regarding Chodosh. Chodosh b'chutz lo'etz only applies to Aratzos HaSmuchos, not to Aratzos HaRachokos. What's problematic is the Ramah in Choshen Mishpat writes that the minig was for many centuries that nobody made a prusbul. When it came Shemitah, even the most observant Jews didn't bother to make a prusbul, and after Shemitah they would go and collect the debt, and they were not concerned about Shemitah. So the question is, but Shemitah's tzofim is nehegas bein boretz bein b'chutz lo'etz. So why didn't they bother to make a prusbul? So the Ramah quotes from the Trumas HaDeshen, who says that since Shemitah b'zman is only by the Rabbanon, so the whole thing of Shemitah, everything was only by the Rabbanon, not only Shemitah's avodas hakarka, you're not allowed to do melechas hakarka, to plant and so on, Enish mitas tzofim, everything is only by the Rabbanon. So since it's only by the Rabbanon, so when it comes to chutz lo'etz, it only applies to the Aratzos HaSmuchos l'Eretz Yisrael. So that doesn't make any sense. Aratzos HaSmuchos l'Eretz Yisrael has to do with the peiros that grow from the ground. If you're going to buy potatoes in Jordan, or you're going to buy potatoes in Lebanon or in Egypt, so maybe they grew in Eretz Yisrael and they just transferred it over the border. Or the din of Chodosh b'chutz lo'etz. You're going to say, according to the Sefer HaTrumah, Chodosh b'chutz lo'etz only with the Rabbanon, or to Eretz Yisrael. So the only made things there, by Aratzos HaSmuchos, maybe this Chodosh really grew in Eretz Yisrael, and they crossed it over the border. But you're talking on Shemitah's Ksofim. So what does it got to do about it? Why should it make a difference between Aratzos HaSmuchos and Aratzos HaRachokos in Eretz Yisrael? What do you mean? The Loive came from Eretz Yisrael. The Halvor, the money came from Eretz Yisrael. We know we know what the Halva is all about. That's very strange. Ramah quotes that. Anyway, so the Min HaTorah, there are many differences between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Lo'etz. All the mitzvahs HaTlayis Bartz, Chavis Karka, all the agricultural mitzvahs, Trumas and Maisis and Shemitah, the Yoivon, and Leket, Shikrapeh, and Peret and Olos, and Chala, all the Dinim, all the mitzvahs HaTlayis Bartz. So the Tosefta mentions two of them, Maiser and Shviyas, but the main one that it mentions is that the Mizrach HaDerech Temeah, and the Ma'ariv HaDerech Tehoiru, where they tell me Torah, that's a din midi Rabbanon. Tumas Eretz Am, that's a din midi Rabbanon. Midi Rabbanon, they treat all of Chutz Lo'etz like one big cemetery. Why do they treat it like one big cemetery? So the Rishonim give two different explanations. I don't know, maybe there's a Yerushalmi that I don't remember a Gemara, but I saw the Tosfos in Nozer and Daf Nun Dalet. Where did I decide to look in Nozer Daf Nun Dalet? Because Tosfos on Ches on the base tells you to look at Nozer, Daf Nun Dalet on the base. The second Tosfos is Ela Be'eretz Amim. When Tosfos talks about Gusha and Avira, so they tell you to look at Nozer, Nun Dalet on the base. So the Tosfos there gives two explanations. Why were the Geizer Tuma and Eretz Amim? So one reason is because of all of the Mase Malchut. That's what Rashi usually writes. Because in the days of the Mabul, there were dead bodies strewn all over the place, except for Eretz Yisrael. Because the tradition in the Gemara and Chelik and the last Perek and Sanhedrin is that the Mabul didn't affect Eretz Yisrael. There were no physical walls separating Eretz Yisrael from the rest of the world. But nonetheless, the water went up until Eretz Yisrael. And Eretz Yisrael didn't have any effect, so there should have been a lot of people living in Eretz Yisrael. So why did everybody die? The water was hot, the heat was, they died from the heat, they didn't die from drowning. Should have been animals alive in Eretz Yisrael. There should have been people. Unless you assume the waters of the Mabul were burning hot. I don't know. But that's what the Gemara has a tradition. That I don't remember. Maybe the Gemara says that they all died from the heat of the Neha Mabul. So that's one explanation that that the Rishonim give, that they were goyzer tumah on Eretz Amim because they may say mabel that are strewn all over the place. And the second explanation that Tosfos gives is that in Chutz Laaretz there were so many pogroms in every country in the world. They killed many Jews in Eretz Yisrael also, but they didn't want to be mitame Eretz Yisrael. I don't know if there were more pogroms in Chutz Laaretz than there were in Eretz Yisrael. We're talking before the Nazis killed so many Jews. Were there so many more Jews killed in Chutz Laaretz than in Eretz Yisrael? I don't know. So that's maybe it was the same, but they didn't want to be goyza tumah in Eretz Yisrael. That's how Perek in the Mikvahs begins. Eretz Yisrael tohira, Mikvah Yisrael tohira. Eretz Yisrael, they didn't want to be goyza tumah. So these are the two explanations that the Rishonim give. Yeah, Tosfos points out that there is a Tosfos on Ches on the Beis points out there is a famous Machlokes HaTanoim that's quoted in the middle of Yevamos. Zos HaTorah Odom Ki Yomus Ba'oho in Parshas Chukos by the Dinim HaPor Aduma that a mace is Mentami B'maga M'masa Ba'ohel. So the Pasuk says Odom Ki Yomus Ba'oho. So the Gemara in Yevamos has a Machlokes HaTanoim, does Tumas Ohel apply to Nesei Akum? So Reb Shimon Bar Yochai is of the opinion that Meisei Akum are only mitame b'maga b'masa, they're not mitame ba'ohel. And the majority opinion of the Chachamim disagree. Ashayla, how we should paskin la'aloche. Tosfos holds yochad v'rab ma'aloche k'rab, and we don't paskin like Reb Shimon. We paskin like the Chachamim. That Meisei Akum are mitame ba'ohel. Only Reb Shimon holds that not. And the Rambam, for some reason or another, paskins like Reb Shimon. In the Shulchan Aruch, they talk about Kohanim, where the Kohanim have to be careful not to be metame to Meisei Akum ba'ohel. What about Meisei Akum and Mago b'maso? What about Meisei Akum? They have to be careful not to be metame to Meisei Akum and Mago b'maso. So the Mishnah Melech quotes an opinion from the Ireim, I think, that a Kohen is permitted to be metame to Niblas Behema. Let's say you go to the A&P and you pick up a piece of meat, non-kosher meat. Let's say I have non-Jewish workers in my employed, and I agree to feed them lunch, and so I'm permitted to buy non-kosher meat and cook the non-kosher meat. Mutabah, no, I'm not permitted to do schor b'macholos asur. This is not schor. If I'm obligated to supply food to my non-Jewish workers, I can give them non-kosher meat. I don't have to pay for glatt kosher meals for the non-Jewish workers. So let's say I buy non-kosher meat and I pick it up. So if it's wrapped up, so there's no tumas maga, but there's still going to be tumas maso. So is a kohen permitted to pick up a piece of non-kosher meat? So the din is that yes, a kohen is only muzer not to come in contact with tumas meis. Meis means meis odom. He's permitted to come in contact with tumas nevela. Nevela usually, it's the same word. Meis and nevela, the same thing. But conventionally, we only use the word nevela on behemoths and dead animals. And on human beings, we call it a meis. If you don't like a person, so you call him a nevela. You consider him as if he's a dog. Okay. A behemoth. So the Mishlam Melech quotes an obscure opinion from the Rishon that's not accepted la locha, that a kohen is permitted, if you hold like Reb Shimon, that a meisei yakam are not mitame, but ohel, only mitame b'agam masa, then a kohen is permitted to be mitame, to meisei yakam, because that's not a meis, that's like an avela. Meisei Akum is like an Avela. Right? It's only Mitamid B'maga B'mas. But that's not the generally accepted opinion. Except it is that a human being who dies is called a Meis. If Meisei Akum are only Mitamid B'maga B'mas, so be it. So the Kohen is not allowed to be Mitamid B'maga B'mas. If Meisei Akum are Mitamid B'oil, so the Kohen is not allowed to be Mitamid B'oil either. So in Shulchan Aruch, both the Mechaba and the Ramor write that the proper thing should be, Meikar Adin, they assume that Meisei Akum are not Mitame Ba'ohel. So it should really be Mutter for a Kohen to come in contact with Meisei Akum Ba'ohel. But both the Mechaba and the Ramor write that the proper practice should be that they should be Machmer not to come in contact with Meisei Akum. So some Achrenim say it's not just a proper practice, they're a real Din. The Din is like Tosfos. Why should we assume the Din is like the Rambam, who paskins like Reb Shimon Bar Yochai? Tosfos holds in Bava Mitzi, Ochet V'Rab Malachi Kiram, we pass on like the Chachamim, the Meisei Akum Amitami Ba'ohel. So that's what the Pischei Tshuva quotes like that. That some Poskim hold, we should pass on like Tosfos. But that's not the way it says in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, it says, the Mechaber and the Ramah both say that it says a Chumrah, that the one should not come in contact with Meisei Akum even Baruch Siya Taisus on Chesam Beis is bothered, raises an issue. If you say the reason why there's Tumas Eretz Amin, the reason why there's Tumas Chutzlart, because of the Meisei Ak, because of the Meisei Mabul, there were no Jews at the time of the Mabuls, before Avraham Avinu. The days of Nech, there were no Jews. So they're all Meisei Akram. So Taisus points out, it really shouldn't be Mitamei Bo Ohel. Eretz Amin, Afar Chutzlart, should only be Mitamei B'Magam Masa. It shouldn't be Mitamei Bo Ohel, because it can't be Mochomer than Meisei Akram. That's what Taisus suggests. If you are like Reb Shimon, the Kiri Akram, that's the Taisus on Chesam and Beis. If you are like Reb Shimon, who says in Yivam Nistav, Samach Aleph and Aleph, the Kibre Yakum and not Natami Ba'ohel, so it doesn't make sense to be Machma Mor and Eretz Amim, Yosem Kibre Yakum. Yeah, that's the Gemara says that a Kohen, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, in the beginning of Sanhedrin, a Kohen is not permitted to go to Chutz La'aretz. It's like going into a cemetery. If the Kohen was born in Chutz La'aretz and he has to go at the earliest available opportunity, has to leave and go back to Eretz Yisrael. That's a problem. How come today in Moras HaMachpelo there are no Kohanim walking around? The Kohen doesn't get the first Aliyah. There are no Kohanim in the Moras HaMachpelo. How come there are Kohanim all over in all the shuls in America? All over in Chutz La'aretz. How come all the Kohanim are Chutz La'aretz? The din is that they're not allowed to be in Chutz La'aretz. So Rabbi Akiva Eger on the bottom of the page in the Yerideya was not a Kohen, but he asked the question, how come there are Kohanim? So he tells you, look in the Sefer, the Heoris of the Marikash, Rav Yankov Castro, Asfardish Goyim, has a Oris on Yerideya. So he tells you, look over there. What does he say? What's the great insight that the Marikash has over there? So he just points out that there is a Machloikis in the end of Nazir. The Nazir and the Kohen are both prohibited from being Metami L'Meisim. The Nazir is more Chomer. The Nazir is not even allowed to be Metami to the seven relatives. The Nazir is like a Kohen Gadol. Also, it's like a Kohen Gadol, that he's only allowed to be Metami to a Meis Mitzvah, not allowed to be Metami even to the Zayin Kraven. So the Gemara has a Machlokes Rabba v'Rav Yosef in the middle of Nazir, over there, on Daf Nun Dalet, the Tosis is quoting from the Gemara. The Gemara has a Machlokes, what's the din if the Kohen was just Metami to a Meis today? One of his seven relatives died and he attended the funeral. Lo Yitama, he's permitted, he's obligated to participate in the funeral. And then he'll go the same day and he'll come in contact with another mace, not one of the Zayin Kraven. So is he being Moisef Tumal to Masai? Is there an Isser only if he's Moisef Tumal to Masai? If he extends the days whenever a person comes in contact with a mace, in order to become Tohu, usually a person is Tumis, he goes to Mikveh. Sometimes you have to wait a few days in order to go. A Nida has to wait 7 days in order to go to Mikveh. A Zav and a Zava have to wait 7 days and have to be Shimon Akim. They have to make Bedik and Shimon Akim to be able to go to a Mikveh. By the Tomei Meis, he has to wait 7 days and he has to have Hazor Shlishi Shvi. He has to have, he's a Tohar al Tomei. Someone who's Tohar has to sprinkle Paraduma water on the Tomei, and then after Hazor Shlishi Shvi, then he's qualified, then Ashti is able to go to the Mikveh and become Tohar. See, if a Kohen attended a funeral of one of the seven relatives yesterday, and he could have had Hazor Shlishi Shvi starting from, let's say yesterday was what? Sunday. So Sunday, Monday, Tuesday is Shlishi. And then Shvi is going to be Shabbos. So the din is that Midi Rabbanon, it's also to be Maza Hazor Shlishi Shvi on Shabbos. Yeah, but Min HaTorah it's Mutter. So let's say if the Kohen attended the funeral of one of the seven relatives on Sunday, so he could have finished his Hazor Shlishi Shvi on Shabbos Min HaTorah. And if he's going to touch another mace today, so that's called Moisef Tumal Timos, because now he's causing that Min HaTorah, he can't begin to become Tohar till Sunday, because he has to have Hazor Shlishi Shvi. Wednesday is going to be the Shlishi, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday is Shlishi, and Shvi is going to be on Sunday. So that's called Moisef Tumal Timos. But let's say he was in contact with one of the Zayin Kraven at 9 o'clock in the morning, and now he's no longer touching that mace, and then he touches a different mace at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Is that called Moisef Tumal Timos, if it's all on the same day? So that's a discussion in the Gemara, Machlokes Rabba v'Rabbi Yosef. So that's a Machlokes, the Rambam and the Raida. The Rambam writes that Yeloike, if you touch, if the kohen touches, if while the kohen is touching the mace, his zayin kraven, he touches another mace, that's permissible. The Rambam writes, it's interesting, the Rambam writes, the kohen is not, let's say a lot of times in a funeral home, they have more than one, there are people dying all the time. So they have, the kohen comes to attend the funeral of a relative of his, but they have another funeral on the same day, 2 hours later. So that both Mason are there in the chapel. They have the relative of the kohen is there, plus the stranger is there. So the Rambam writes, the kohen is not permitted to enter into the oil on mace if he knows in advance that it has not only his relative, it has a non-relative there. But once he went in, once he went in to the oil hamais where his relative is there, and while he's there, then they bring in another mace that's not his relative. So the Rambam says that's mutar, because that's not being moisiv tum al temosa. To go in lachatchila when there are two maisim, one is his mace, one is not his mace, so then he has no heter in the first place. But once he has the heter, once he touches his mace the heter, then they bring another mace, so he decides to touch another mace, so that's okay. Let's say they're driving the kohen. He's driving in the car, he's driving in the hearse with the mace, with his mace, with his one of the seven relatives. And then the car is going to drive, Tuch Dalet Amos. Dalet Amos Samach Lekever is Metami Midirabonim. The Torah only Metami Boil if you're directly above the Kever. Midirabonim, they declare if you're Tuch Dalet Amos to the Kever, is also Metami Ba'orel, as if you were mile on top. So let's say the hearse is going to go within Dalet Amos of other mace. So the Rambam says that's permissible, because right now he's with his own mace. So Toch Dalet Amos over the other mace is not a problem. The problem is going to be when he finishes burying his mace. He's finished already burying his mace. And now he's going to walk out. They buried his mace in the middle of the cemetery. So how's he going to get out of the cemetery? As he's going out of the cemetery, the path is usually pretty narrow. Very often you won't have Dalet Amos. Even if you walk in the middle of the path, he won't be Dalet Amos away from the mace on both sides. Sometimes he will, sometimes he won't. It depends which cemetery and how wide the path is. So very often you won't have harchok of Dalet Amos from the mason. So the Rambam says in such a case, he'll be like it. Once he let go, he's no longer holding on to his mace, then he's not allowed to be mitami to any other mace. Kozman, he's holding on to his mace, there is no moisiv tumal tumos. But if he lets go from his mace, then it's also for him to come in contact with other mace. That's what the Rambam writes. The meaning is that when you bury a relative of a kohen, so you bury at the edge of the cemetery. So you bury, and then when he finishes the kfuri, he walks away, and he doesn't have to be mitame toch dalet amos of any other mason. Problem is that what usually happens is that what started off as the edge of the cemetery, after a lot of years, will become the middle of the cemetery, because they'll bury other people on the outside. So you have to make sure that it's mamish the edge, the outside of the cemetery. Okay. So the Ravid disagrees with that Rambam. The Rambam writes that if the kohen was handling his mace today, Monday morning, 9 o'clock in the morning, and then he lets go, and he comes in contact maga masa oil to another mace, so the Rambam says he gets malchus, even though he's not extending the tumah an extra day, he's not being moisiv tumah tumas an extra day. This is already forbidden, and the Rabbi disagrees with the Rambam, and he says you're telling me that there's malchus, prove it. He says it's a machlokes Rabbi Rav Yosef, and I think that that's not the psak. It's like he says the burden of proof is on you, because you want to say that he writes on the Rambam, the Rabbi writes on the Rambam, the burden of proof is on you, prove that he gets malchus. So it's a little unclear whether the Rabbi meant to say that it's mutter. The Rabbi thinks that it's mutter to be mitami on the same day, and the mitami a day later that the Rabbi will agree that it's also, then you must have tumal temosa, that's the Gemara. But if he's chayz mitami the same day, there is no must have tumal temosa. So the Rabbi meant to say that it's heta gomer, or the Rabbi meant to say, Loshon of Rabbi is, if you read it slowly, the Rabbi says, you, Rambam, say that there's malchus, the burden of proof is on you if you want to give the man malchus. Olav haraya, alecho haraya to prove. So maybe the Rabbi is only masig regarding malchus, maybe he agrees that there will be an issa. This is what the Mishlam Melech raises in Suffolk. Mishlam Melech lived at the time that they started the importing of the mummies from Egypt to Europe, to display the mummies in Europe. So of course the Jews are always in the forefront of making money. They should be in the forefront making money in an honest fashion, and in a dishonest fashion. So the mummies, that was the hottest thing. That was the hottest thing. So the Jews were involved in the mummy business, mummy industry. So the one issue that Mishlam Melech discusses is, Mesei Akam Adayosa Bano. When you're going to ship when you're going to buy a mummy, sell a mummy, you're going to make money on it, or you're going to ship a mummy, you're running the boat. Or I'm driving the truck to deliver it, so the one who drives the truck to deliver Yisurei Hanoah gets paid for Yisurei Hanoah. So there's a mishnah in the last parak, the beginning of the last parak in Avodah Zarah says that's considered getting Hanoah from Yisurei Hanoah. So that's the one issue the Mishnah Melech raises in Hilchas Ovil. When we say that a Mesa Zas Banah, does it only apply to Mesa Yisrael? Does it even apply to Mesa Yaakov? Those who learned Bava Kamma will remember that there's a, of all places, there's a Taisus in the first parak in Bava Kamma. Really should have been in a more prominent place. But it's in the first parak in Bava Kamma, Taisus assumes that Mesa Yaakov Amutah Bahano. Many Gemaras seem to indicate like that, that Mesa Yaakov Amutah Bahano. So that's the first half of the discussion that Mishlam Melech has about the mummy industry. Are the mummies awesome or not? So he quotes this discussion. And then the second shayla is a kohen permitted to be in this business? Because a kohen is not allowed to be mitami lemeisim, but this is meisei akum, all the mummies are not Jewish. Vayechantu, what they do? They mummified Yankee Babina, but Yankee Babina was buried in the Moris HaMachpelah. Stama, we assume all the mummies are non-Jewish. Maybe some of them are Jewish. Stama, they're all non-Jewish. Go Basaroy. So the shayla is it mitame ba'ohel anai? So Mishlam Melech goes into this whole discussion. So then the Mishlam Melech raises this question. When the Ravid wrote that if the Koyin let go from his own mace, and then he comes in contact with another mace, and he's masig on the Rambam says that the Koyin will get Malkus, and the Ravid thinks that the burden of proof is on the Rambam, house, he's so convinced that you get Malkus. So Mishlam Melech raises the suffix, did the Ravid only mean to be Masik? How do you know there's Malkus, but in Issa he'll be murdered, there is an Issa? Or did the Ravid mean to say he should be Mutar Legamer? This is the suffix that the Mishlam Melech raised. The Chasam Sofer has a tshuva where he says, I was present when my Rebbe Rav Nosson Adler, Chasam Sofer was born and brought up in Frankfurt. He was a Yekin. Then later in life, he had a rabbonis, and his last rabbonis was in Presburg. But originally, he was brought up in Frankfurt, so he was a Talmud of Rav Nosson Adler in Frankfurt. So he writes that there's a Dogel Mervava on the side of the page in Yerba Day, the Dogel Mervava, the Ha'oris of the author of the Nerdi Behuda, Ha'oris printed on the side of the page in the Yerba Day. So the Dogel Mervava says that somebody brought to his attention that the Ravid seems to hold that there is an Isser, the Ravid just meant that there's no Malkus. So the Chasam Sofer writes, I was there, and the one who brought it to his attention was my Rebbe, Rav Nosson Adler. And Rav Nosson Adler, my Rebbe, showed him that the Ravid wrote, the same Ravid who wrote the Hasogos on the Rambam, wrote many different tshuvas that are collected in the Sefer Tmim Deim. It has tshuvas from other contemporaries of the Ravid as well, but most of it is tshuvas of the Ravid, the famous Ravid. They're different Ravids. This is the famous Ravid. So the Ravid writes beferish in the Tmim Deim that the only thing I meant to say was that there's no malchus means that it's not an isa bishlei musa. It's like if a person eats chazas, if he eats a kazayas, then he violated the isa bishlei musa. If he eats a chatzi shir, anything less than a kazayas, a chatzi shir is a machlekes, and the gemara we paskin, chatzi shir is asam and atur. So if it's asam and atur, how come there's no malchus? The answer is the isa is not bishlei musa. So here also, the isa of tumas kahan and bishlei musa is if a kohen is tohar and he's metami lemesin. Or kain is tamei, and by being metamei, the next day is moisid tumal tamasa. But if the kain was tamei mesa anyway from the morning, from 9 o'clock in the morning, then he touches another mesa at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, so he's not being moisid tumal tamasa, but he is being metamei to a mesa. So the Ravid agrees that there is an isa deraisa. He's in agreement with the Rambam. He just disagrees about the Malkus. That's taka the lashon of the Ravid and the Hasog on the side of the Rambam. It sounds like he's only disagreeing on the Malkus. So Rabbi Akiva quotes this Marikash, getting back to the problem. If there is such a din in the Gemara, Beferishik din, in the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Dafei, the Gemara says that a Kohen, Bismanazeh, is not permitted to go to, the Gemara talks in the days of the Tamai. A Kohen Bismanazeh is not permitted to go into Chutzlort, and even if he's born in Chutzlort, he has to run at the earliest available opportunity to leave Chutzlort, go to Eretz Yisrael. We treat all of Chutzlort as if it's one big cemetery. So how come today it's very common we have Kohanim in Chutzlort? What happened to this din? So the Marikash says they're all relying on the Ravid. What do you mean they're relying on the Ravid? That he understood the Ravid to say that there's no Isser at all. Not that there's no Malkus. He understood there's no Isser at all. There's no Isser at all, that means if the Kohen was Metame on the same day, The Kohen was metame on the same day in the morning, 9 o'clock in the morning. So then it's going to be metame 1 o'clock in the afternoon. There is no Tosefes Tumah. But if he's going to touch another mace tomorrow, then he is Moisif Tumah al Tumasa. He's extending the days of Tumah. You need Hazor Shlishi Shvi. He's extending it another day. So that's what the Marikash quotes from the Shulti Giborim. Shulti Giborim is printed on the side of the Rif. So the Shulti Giborim on the side of the Rif in Shvuas. The Rif and Shvuas quotes the Dinam, some of the Dinam of Tumas Koyin. So the Shulti Giborim usually quotes, yeah, this is also a quotation, usually quotes from Mishnah. Once in a while he says, on this he quotes from the Smag. So the Smag, I think it's from the Smag. The Smag says that even though in the days of the Giborim, in the days of the Tanoim, if a Kohen will be Metamei a day later, the Kohen was in contact with the Mace yesterday. And they'll Metamei to another Mace today, that's called Moisif Tumal Tumas, because he's adding on another day. That's only because in the days of the Tanoim, even in the days of the Amoraim, they still had Eifa Pora. The Gemara says in the first parak in Nida, Chavraya Medakan Begalilo. The Chaverim, the religious Jews, used to be Metahir themselves from Tumas Meis with Hazor Shlishi Shvi. In the Galil, they had preserved some of the Mei Paraduma. But Bizman Hazeh, nobody has any Paraduma water. So Bizman Hazeh, the Ravid would allow you, if you read Pshat and the Ravid, that it's Mutter. The Dogen Lavava says that it was brought to his attention that the Ravid holds that it's Asa. He just meant that say there's no Malkus. And that's what the Chassam Sofer quoted, that's what it says in the Tmim Dein. So this Marikash is working on the assumption the whole world allows Kohanim to live in Chutz L'Aretz. Everybody's working on the assumption not like Ramnas Nadal, not like that dogma about. They work on the assumption that the Ravid holds Muta Lagamre, but the Ravid only says, the Ravid in Sasog only says Muta Lagamre to touch another mace on the same day, but to touch another mace tomorrow, that's already Moisiv Tumal Tumasoi. So that's where the Shulti Giborim quotes from the Smag, Bamedva Mamurim, Bizman that they had Eifa Par available. But Bizman is that there is no Eifa Par available. So what do you mean? Moisiv Tumal Tumasoi, you're extending the Mei Tumah an extra day. We're all stuck together anyway. We're all stuck until Mashiach is going to come, until we make another paraduma. There is no Moisiv Tumal Tumasoi. So that's what Rabbi Akiva Ege refers to this Marikash. So the Marikash says that all the Kohanim who are roaming around the Chutz L'Aretz today, isn't it against the din of the Gemara? So he says they're all relying on the Ravid. Whoever relies on the Ravid, with respect to Tumas Eretz Amim, which is only the Rabbanon to begin with, it's only a Chumer Rabbanon to begin with. So here everybody relies on the Ravid. Since all the Kohanim are Tmei Mesim anyway, so there is no Moisiv Tum Al Tumasa.
But they're still be asking for a Kohen born in Israel to ever go to Chutz L'Aretz, wouldn't it? Because that issue of Moisiv Tum Al Tumasa.
If his parents are still alive and he never attended a funeral, yeah, then he's not allowed to. But if he once attended a funeral, the head to Rabbi Yisrael, we assume the head. If he once attended a funeral of a relative of his, so then we would permit him to be metami to another mace. Shver
heta. Everything we should send all the farm.
Yes, absolutely. Some of my best friends are Kohanim, but we should really ship them all off to Eretz Yisrael. Yeah.
So
they should all be in Eretz Yisrael.
All the Kohanim are buried on that outskirts of Pesach Taurus.
It's supposed to be.
That's what they do.
Yeah. That is the common practice. The only thing is that a lot of times what happens is that the edge of the Pesach Taurus, years later, turns out to become the middle of the Pesach Taurus. But at the edge of the Pesach Taurus on the highway, so usually it's not going to change unless the government's going to divert time.
Why is the Shlomo Melech only discussed in terms of doing business with Mizyakim and not the display in the first place? There's no problem of looking at the display of the mummies. It's not considered.
If a medical student studies a dead body in order to learn anatomy, so that's called getting Hanor from the dead body. The Poskim talk about medical students using a dead body to learn anatomy, so they say there are three issues. One issue is Anisa Hanoah, Mason Zasim Anasi, learning anatomy. Another issue is that Yimavatul and Mitzvah of Tvurik. There's a mitzvah covered to Granada by Yamahu. And the third mitzvah is that if you cut up the body, so that's in addition to being Mavatul and Mitzvah of Tvurik, that's a violation of the Aver of Nibalames. Not allowed to be Mavazah, a dead body. So the Poskim say if it's a non Jewish dead body, so then there's no mitzvah of kfura. Coveting Brenna B'Yamahu, the mitzvah for only applies to Jewish bodies. Nivul HaMeis also, the Yisr not to be Mevaza HaMeis, only applies by Jewish Mason, by non-Jewish Masons. There's a din of Kavod HaBrius when the Nachri is alive. But after he dies, no longer no Kavod HaBrius. By Mesa Yisrael, there's a din of Kavod HaMeis even after the person dies. And then the issue is the Yisr HaNoah. So the Ramah writes in Yeredeh, and Mishlam Melech says that really, you have a lot of sources, the Bavli, Yerushalmi, and the Tosfos, and the Rishonim, that really Mesa Yakam HaMutav HaNoah. But the Ramah in Yeredeh writes that we're Machmir. So the contemporary Sfarim quote, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, who says that that Ramah that says you should treat Meisa Yaakov as if they're Asa Bano, that's only a Chumer Mid Rabbanon whenever it's possible. But if a student is going to medical school and he wants to learn anatomy in order to be able to succeed as a physician, so it's a Shtikol Mach Mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah, we're not all running to go to medical school. To save people's lives. If a person knows medicine, that is mukhif to heal a patient. They're not mukhif to learn medicine in order to be able to heal patients. But still, it is a shtikl maka mitzvah. He does plan to use the medicine that he's going to learn in order to save people's lives. So, maka mitzvah, we never instituted this chumr midirabbanan, not to get enough in the meseya. So that's why we permit the medical students to work on non-Jewish cadavers in order to learn anatomy. If it's a Jewish body, taki, you're not allowed.
I assume the mummy display wasn't for medical school. It was medical school returning the mummy?
No, but it was just for stump, for interest.
So that's,
were they learning anything?
No, but that's not considered hana. If you enjoy looking at these dead bodies, that's not hana. I assume they did it for entertainment purposes, no?
To learn history. I think to learn history should also be awesome. Could be. I don't know.
We assume, we pass in that Tumas all about, we don't have Tumas all about, I think it was mostly with climbing with body bags and like planes and stuff. Yeah. Climbing, we're putting the body bags on the train, going over to inside the
trees. Sometimes you have Jewish cemeteries. Let's say if a coin goes from Los Angeles to New York, you go 3,000 miles. Is it possible to draw a line without crossing over a Jewish cemetery? There's so many villages on the way. If you go, let's say, from New York to Eretz Yisrael, it's such a long distance. Is it possible to draw any route and avoid all the Jewish cemeteries? It's about us that you're going to go over a Jewish cemetery. And even a non-Jewish cemetery, the Mechaber and the Ramah both say that we're Machmir, that the Kohanim should not come in contact with the Meisei Yaakov. Chathilu we are Machmir like that. So that's why there's a Sefer on Mishnais Kalim that has pictures of all of the Kalim that Mishnais talked about. So I think Rav Zalman Chaim Goldberg gave a Haskama on the Sefer that he thinks that the pictures are accurate. Then the Haskama, he wrote this Eitzah, that if a Kohen has to go on an airplane together with a dead body, they're taking a dead body at the same time. So when the dead body is in the cargo section and the Kohen and the airplane is sitting still, and it didn't take off yet, so then the floor is mafsik in between the dead body and the coin. So that's not a problem. Let's say I'm on this floor and the mace is on the floor below. So then the floor is chaytzis b'fnei atuma, unless all the doors would be open. So let's say in the summertime, sometimes they keep the doors open. So the doors are open from the classroom to the hallway, from the hallway to the stairwell, and then from the stairwell to the second floor, and then the second floor is the dead body there. So then it's mamish tuma soha. But if at least one of the doors would be closed, it wouldn't be any tuma soha. So Kozman, the airplane is sitting still, so there is no tuma soha. The shaila begins, and then when the airplane is flying in the air, so that's oihel zaruk. So that's Tosis points out in other mesichtas that there are two in Erevin and other mesichtas that there are two types of oihel zaruk. There's an oihel zaruk means a moving oil. So there's a moving oil, an automobile that's moving on the ground, or an airplane that's taxiing on the ground. Then there's an oihel zaruk, an airplane that's flying in the air. So if it's like Talis HaMenaf Nefes, if it's flying in the air, so then Tosis says, it's not Choytz, oil zark is not Choytzis B'fnei Atumah, and it's not maybe a Satumah. The floor in between me and the cargo, let's say I'm the Kohen, the floor in between the cargo and me is not Choytzis B'fnei Atumah when it's flying in the air. And the roof on top of me is not maybe a Satumah. So it's considered as if I'm flying, no hands, I'm flying in the air. And the mace is flying in the air. So if I'm not directly above the mace, and then there's no tumasoha. The question, the problem comes up, let's say I'll ascertain that the maces in the cargo section not directly below me. So then there wouldn't be a problem when the airplane is flying. But when the airplane is taxiing on the ground, then it's the first kind of oil zara. It's moving, but it's moving on the ground. It's not moving in the air. So then the din is that oil zara has a din of oil ahachmer, and it doesn't have a din of oil ahokel. It's maybe a satuma, means the roof on top of me is maybe a satuma. So even if the mace is not directly below me, but the same roof that's mahil on me in the passenger section is also mahil on the mace in the cargo section. And the floor in between me and the cargo is not chaytzis b'fnei atuma. Why should there be such a din? Oil zarek is maybe a satuma, it's an oil lahachmen, and it's not an oil lahakam. So that's what a lot of achrayim say. It must be a din midirabbanon. Must be the din that it's oil zarek is not chaytzis b'fnei atuma. It must be it's only a din midirabbanon. On the level of the rice, if it's maybe a satuma, it should be chaytzis b'fnei atuma. Why should you split between the two? So that leads many achrayim to suggest that this whole din is a chumer midirabbanon. That oil zarek that's taxing on the ground. So that's the shaila. If a kohen goes on such an airplane and he understands that there is a mace on the same airplane, usually a Jewish mace going to be buried in Eretz Yisrael, so he doesn't. So called money sitting in the airplane and it's not moving, so there's no problem. But then when it starts to taxi, so then the roof is going to be maybe a satum and the floor is not going to be chaytzis b'fnei atum. So there's a din in the chumash if you have a kli cheres that mukaf tzomit posel kli cheres on the mekabel tumah from the inside of the kli. A wooden kli, and a kli mateches is mekabel tumah from the inside or from the outside. But a kli cheres is only mekabel tumah from the inside, not from the outside. So the pasuk has a din chumash. If you have a kli cheres mukav tzamit pasuk, if you put a lid on top and the lid is tightly closed, so that prevents the tumah from going into the kli cheres. So the mishnayos say that it's not only true regarding kli cheres if you have synthetic material. Also has the same din. Synthetic material is not mekabel tumah at all min haTorah. And mid the rabban is mekabel tumah only from the inside, not from the outside. So if you have, or a synthetic material could be, it's not mekabel tumah at all. Synthetic material is not mekabel tumah at all. Okay. So if the kohen will put himself into a bag and he'll close up the bag, you can have air, you have holes, he'll be able to breathe. So the kohen sits there in the seat and he puts on a plastic bag on top of him, and then he closes the bag before the plane starts to taxi off. So then he'll be protected, that'll be chotzitz b'fnei atuma. He won't be able to go out of the bag until the airplane comes to a halt. And it stops, once it stops, so then the floor is chotzitz b'fnei atuma. There's no more oil zara.
It's flying, then it's talismet
b'fnei. While it's flying, so you have to make sure that you're not directly above. Right. While it's flying in the air. You have to make sure. You have to figure out exactly where the mace is on the bottom to know where you're not allowed to walk. Okay. Yeah. Fine, so we have this din midirabbanan. The tumas eretz amin. This mitamim midirabbanan. There's a mishnah in Nazir that there was a woman, Heleni Hamalka, Queen Helena, whose son was waging wars. So she took a net of naziris. If my son will be victorious in battle, she will become a Nazira for 7 years. Her son was victorious in battle, and she observed she was Jewish. She lived in the Chutz Lars. So she accepted Naziris for 7 years. At the end of the 7 years, she came to Eretz Yisrael to bring the Karbonah. So the rabbis in the Beis Hamikdash told her, lady, all the 7 years you were in a cemetery. Chutz Lars is Metameh Kebeis HaKvaris. You have to observe another 7 years. Those 7 years don't count. So she stayed in Eretz Yisrael for 7 years. Then the Mishnah says towards the end of the 7 years, accidentally somebody happened to die in the room where she was. Someone got a heart attack and died. So she had to wait another 7 years. So she observed Naziris for 21 years. She was happy her son was victorious in battle. Okay. So that's the Mishnah, that they had this din that Eretz Amim is Matamim Midirabbanan. The Gemara has a suffix in Nazir. Tosis quotes it on Chesam Beis. The second Tosis on Chesam Beis quotes Nazir Perkan Gadol Daf Nun Dalet on the Beis. The Gemara has a suffix, what's the nature of Tumas Eretz Amim? Not only are you metame if you touch the afar Eretz Amim, if you just walk into Eretz Amim, you're already tame. So the Gemara wants to know why is that. If he's going barefoot, so his feet are touching Eretz Amim, so it's Tumas Maga. What if he's wearing shoes? So there is no Tumas Maga. So why is it? So the din, we assume that he's tame. So the Gemara knows, yeah, he's tame, but we're not sure. Is it Mishum Gusha Gozru or is it Mishum Avira Gozru? What's the suffix? So Tosis explains what the suffix is. Is it because you're mahel on the gush, the gush, the afar Eretz Amim, is treated as if it's a mace. So it's metame b'maga b'masa b'ohel. So when you walk, even though you're wearing shoes and there's no maga masa, you're not moving the concrete earth, but the earth of Eretz Amim is metame b'ohel. The big mahel on top of it. Or maybe I should say no. The afar Eretz Amim is only metame b'maga b'masa. It's not metame b'ohel. But the regoiza, one who goes to Chutz La'aretz, is metame. One who, by being in Chutz La'aretz, metame mishum avira, not because you mahel on the gush, but rather because you are nimtza b'Chutz La'aretz. Nafkamina, let's say, if you'll have a bridge, that's what Tosfos says, let's say you'll make a bridge that goes from Eretz Yisrael, goes over the border into Chutz La'aretz, and he's on top of the bridge, and the bridge is chaytzes b'fnei atuma. The bridge is chaytzes b'fnei atuma. If Eretz Amim is metame mishum mahil ala gush, so he's not being mahil ala gush because the bridge is chaytzes b'fnei atuma, and the tuma only goes up until the floor, the bridge doesn't go further. But if you say that it's metame mishum avir, then because whoever goes to Chutz La'aretz becomes tame, not because he's mahil on the gush. So then even though he's walking on the bridge, he'll also become tame. So that's the Gemara Shaila there in Nozer Daf Nun Dalu. Yeah, so that's what the Brisa mentions over here. Are there any parts of Eretz Yisrael that have Tumas Chutz La'aretz? How is that possible? So the Gemara says, yeah, Surya. Gemara quotes a Brisa. Quotes the bottom of Chesam and Aleph, six lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbana, Tosefta and Kelim. Shlosh Edrach M'shapsa Surya La'aretz Yisrael, B'shlosh El Chutz La'aretz. There are three dinim where it's similar to Eretz Yisrael, three dinim that are similar to Chutz La'aretz. So the Brisa starts off, it's Chayevis the Maisers of Bishvius ke Eretz Yisrael. Chayevis, second line from the bottom of Chesimur. Chayevis the Maisers of Bishvius ke Eretz Yisrael sounds like it's Chayev min HaTorah. Ki Eretz Yisrael. Doesn't say it's Chayev b'Torah Sarosus Hasmuchas l'Eretz Yisrael. Doesn't say it's Midirabbonim. No, it sounds like Eretz Yisrael. What's the issue? This is really a big machlekes hatanan. We don't paskin like that. We paskin Surya is only ki b'shoch, not Chayevis min HaTorah k'Eretz Yisrael. It's only chayevis min derabbanan. Chayevis min derabbanan, but not chayevis min haTorah k'Eretz Yisrael. What's the shaila? Dovid HaMelech, when he was Mekadesh Surya, when he conquered Surya, he was Mekadesh Surya, the Gemara considers that a kibush yochid. What does that mean, a kibush yochid? So that's a question. How do you translate the word kibush yochid? So Rashi learns that he didn't conquer it in order to divide it amongst all of the Shvatim. He waged war and he kept it for himself. That's called Kibush Yochid, so that's not the Mekadesh Min HaTorah. And Tosfos has a different interpretation. Avol B'Sifrei Meforesh Tamacher, that Kibush Yochid means he didn't get authorization from the Bez Nagov. Why didn't he get authorization? Because he did Shaloi Kedin. Because you're not supposed to conquer additional areas until you've conquered all of Eretz Yisrael. Adayin L'Hoysen Kol Eretz Yisrael Kvusha. And the taina against Dovan HaMelech was Samuch and Paltur Shalcha Loharashta, right next door to your own palace, you didn't chase out Pirish Ayibusi, Shay Samuch Yibushalayim, Vata Helch and Kavish Aram Naraim, Aram Tzova. What are you going to conquer additional areas? We have a Pasik. The assumption here clearly is that Surya is not part of the Gvulas of Eretz Yisrael. The Chumash gives you the borders of Eretz Yisrael, Surya is outside of the borders. So how come it's possible to have Kedush in Surya at all? What is there to discuss? So the answer is, there's a Sifrei on the Pasuk at the end of Parshas Ekev, the end of Parshas, Kol Mokam Shatidrach Kafrog Lechem Bo Lechem Nesativ. So the Sifrei darshans from the word Kol, Afilu Chutz La'aretz. If you'll be Koivish Chutz La'aretz, Hay Kodesh, it'll become Mekudesh B'Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. That's called Aratos Anasophos. Aratos Anasophos can also get Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So Rashi learns that this was the Machlokes Satanoim. Can you endow Aratos Anasophos Kedushas Eretz Yisrael only if the Kibush is done on behalf of the whole Rabbim, or even if the Kibush is done only on behalf of the Yochid? Yeah. We mentioned that there's a problem over here. In Chumash, the Torah lists off the names of Eile Rashi Hamatas Levinei Yisrael. The Rebbeinu Shlom picks out a Nasi Lashem, Nasi Yach Necha, Nasi Yach Lashevet to represent all of the Yud Beis Shvatim when they divide Eretz Yisrael. When did they divide Eretz Yisrael? Before they did the 7 years of waging war. So what do they need people to represent all of the Shvatim for? So the Gemara discusses what halachic status did they have that they had a right to represent all of the members of their Shevet. So the Gemara in the beginning of the second Terekin Kedushin has three interpretations in the parasha. First interpretation is that these Nesim were picked out that they should serve as Shaliach for all the people in the Shevet. And the Gemara says it cannot be that that's the correct pshat, because there were certainly many members of the Shevet who were not Bar Mitzvah, who had a share in Eretz Yisrael, who were not Bar Mitzvah, so there's no Shlichus Lekoti. So the Gemara says it must be that the Nesim represented all the members of the Shevet, employing the principle of Zochen Adam Shlev Befar. That's how they had the right to represent everybody. So the Gemara says also, it doesn't seem to be correct, because we're sure that there were people who were not happy with what they got. Some people want mountainous area, and other people want a bika, a valley area. So that it cannot work with the din of Zachon Yodim Shalai Befanim. So the Gemara says it must work with the din of Apotropos. So the Yud Beis Nesim represented all the members of their Shevet with Torah's Apotropos. So fine. So after the Gemara explains, either the Nesim represented all the members of the Shevet, possibly because of Shlichas, possibly because of Zochin, and the correct pshat, the Lamaskana, is that they represented all the members of the Shevet, employing the principle of Apotropos. So what do they represent them for? For what? For what purpose? So the Gemara never explains. What was the parsha all about? So the Rambam explains, the beginning of Hilchas Trumas, the first paragraph of Hilchas Trumas, the halacha requires kibush rabim in order to endow Eretz Yisrael with Kedusha. The kibush has to be done on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. So here, they probably sent the Shevet Naphtali to conquer this area, and then they kept it. The Shevet Reuben conquered that area, and they kept that. The Shevet Zvulun conquered that area, and they kept that. Each Shevet conquered its own area, and each Shevet kept what they conquered. So isn't that a kibush yochid? Each group conquered, and they kept for themselves. So the Rambam says the answer is, that's where they drew a map in advance of the Muhammad, before they even started waging the war, before the 7 years of kibush began. They drew a map and they said, we're all going to conquer the land. We may as well send Shevet Zvulun over here because they're going to get that area. We may as well send Shevet Yisachar over there, they're going to get that area. So that made it into Kibush Rabin. So the Rambam holds that that's given, that says in Chumash that you need Kibush Rabin. Kibush Yochid is no good. So how come it's a Machlekes HaTanoim, where the Kibush Yochish make Kibush or not? So the Pashtus is, the Gemara only has the Machlekes with respect to Arasas HaNasofos, that additional areas can also be endowed with Kedusha Sa'aretz. If Eretz Yisrael already has Kedusha, then you can even extend the Kedusha to Chutz La'aretz also. So on the Chutz La'aretz, when you're adding Kedusha to Chutz La'aretz, that's a machlok. Does that have to be a Kibush Rabim or not? But Eretz Yisrael proper, the Gvulas of Eretz Yisrael, all the Tanaim agree. That certainly has to be Kibush Rabim. That's the Rambam learns that that's the Pshat in the Parsha. Nasiyecha, Nasiyecha, Lamat, Tikhulin, Chol, Sa'aretz. That it had to be a kibush rab. So that's how Rashi learned that kibush yochin means that David HaMelech was kovashit for his own purposes. He didn't divide it amongst the other shvat. And the Tosfos quotes the Sifrei has a different understanding. That in order to endow Aratzas on the surface, in order to be Mekadosh Chutz La'aretz, you have to first be Mekadosh all of Eretz Yisrael. Then you can begin to be Mekadosh Chutz La'aretz. So here David HaMelech went samach lepaltur shalcha lo herashta. It was the Ibusi Shohaya Samach the Bishalayim, then it was Hailach the Kaivesh, Aram Tsova and Aram Naharaim. So that was not proper. He didn't have, that was Shaloi Bishus. He had no right to do that. So that's a Machlaika Satanoim, whether the Kiddusha of Surya was Minatoira Midirabonim. So this Brisa Hamstol, Chayev is Bemaisis of Bishviski Eretz Yisrael, that Surya Kibush Yochid, Shmei Kibush, it's Chayev Minator. We Paskin, it's only Chayev Midirabonim. And nonetheless, the Brisa says that Surya has Tumas Eretz Amin. How come it has Tumas Eretz Amin? So the answer is, if you hold that they instituted Tumas Eretz Amin because of the Mesei Mabul, so it only was endowed with the status of Kedusha Eretz Yisrael in the days of David, when David was Kovashit. In the days of the Mabul didn't affect Eretz Yisrael, that's only Eretz Yisrael proper. But in those days, in the days of Noach, when the Mabul occurred, Surya was not yet part of Eretz Yisrael. So the Mabul did wipe out all the people. There were Mesa Mabul all over the place in Syria.
In the days of the Mabul, there wasn't any Kedusha Yisrael Bechlal. There was no Kedusha at all. So who's to say, like they did Al-Pi the future? So if you say the Mesa Mabul died Al-Pi the future war of Eretz Yisrael, who says the future borders means when you show I can't even respond to Devon Mel?
I don't know, I'm just guessing, the some of the borders are those borders mentioned in the Torah, the Gvulas Aretz. So Surya was certainly not included in the Gvulas Aretz. Surya is Aretz HaSanah Sofas.
Yeah,
Chai Shal
didn't conquer all the... Chai Shal didn't conquer all the Aretz mentioned in Bamidbar anyway, did it?
Okay. But at least those are the official Gvulas of Eretz Yisrael.
Those,
so those are official Gvulas. Avraham Avinu was kind of that later. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them to be kind.
They never Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, no? They never...
Correct, they never had a Kedushas Eretz Yisrael.
So the Mesim Mabel has no shaykhs to whether or not they'll end a Kedushas Eretz Yisrael.
Correct. It's not a function of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, it's a function of the map, Eretz Yisrael on the map. Yeah.
It probably seems that there were grounds, it could be that they were equal for grounds. So, the
Mice said they didn't make such a gzeir, but if the Kohen steps over a dead body there, we don't know that the dead body is there, but if it's there because there are so many pogroms, so it does become Tommy. For sure it'll become Tommy. We're assuming that there are no dead bodies, but because we say there were so many pogroms, there are dead bodies all over the place, wherever the Kohen goes, wherever anybody goes, we say he's Tommy. Our Kohen is not allowed to go. Israel's allowed to go, but he becomes Tommy Tumas Mace.
So even if they make Xer, even if they didn't make Xer in Israel, it's still possible that people are becoming Tame every day.
That's the Chumrah of the Rabbanah. That's the Chumrah of Tumas Eretz Yisrael. Really, strictly speaking, we assume wherever the Mesim Mabel are, they're gone. They turn into powder.
Not Asa Mabel, it's the other time. Not
pogroms.
Yeah.
We would know about it. We would know where the bodies are. Mm-hmm. They're no bodies, so we assume that it's Tahar. In Atar, we assume it's Tahar. And with the Rabbanah, they declare that it should be Tame.
What point in time was this gezeira put into effect? Whichever opinion you hold.
The Gemara in the first Perek in Masechta Shabbos gives you a little history. The Gemara tells you who was gezeir tumah al eretz ha'amim. So the Gemara says it was instituted in stages. Here, the Tosfos on Chesam Beis, the third Tosfos on Chesam Beis refers you to Shabbos daf Tezvav. The Gemara says Shemim Shetach was one stage, and Eftim was a second stage. First they were only Goyzer Mago Masa, then they were Goyzer... First they were only Goyzer Mago, then they were Goyzer Masa, then they were Goyzer Gush, or Rohel. So it came in three stages, in the later periods of the Bai Sheni.
Because, and that's, because if you hold that the reason is that they didn't want to be Goyzer on Eretz Yisrael, so then Surya was already part of Eretz Yisrael. So mm-hmm. I don't know.
That's what it says here. This braisa holds that Surya is Eretz Yisrael min haTorah. Chayev is b'maisa b'shviyas ki Eretz Yisrael means kibush yochid shmei kibush min haTorah. And nonetheless, the braisa says that Surya, it doesn't have the full din of Tumas Eretz Amin, but it has a partial din of Tumas Eretz Amin. It's metame a little bit and not completely. Because Surya is only from the Aratzas HaNasofet, not part of the original map of Eretz Yisrael. Yes.
If we're going to say the reason Kohanim is one is our map is called good and strong, if we're going to say the reason for that is because they hold that there are lot to be most, it's not, we're not any of these Tuma. So why are Kohanim, Chusar, and Nisharos from going to cemeteries? Why should they have to be Nisharos from being with Tuma?
I mean, a real cemetery, that's a din deraisin, so they will not make a like the Raibin. But for the Tumas Eretzamim, it's only a din derabbanon, so there, and it's a din derabbanon kal. We have kulis on Tumas Eretzamim. So since it's a din derabbanon kal, so there we rely on the Raibin. That's the best Rabbi Kivege could come up with. That's what he quotes from the Marikash. So since it's a din derabbanon kal, so the meaning of them is that we rely on the Shittas Raibin on this din derabbanon. A big problem. What is the Gemara hacking? The Tanoim are having a debate where the Surya is Chayv and Shumas Maisus Min HaTorah or Midi Rabbanon. That would make sense before the Churban Bais Rishon that they should have a Machlokes, because the Mekadesh in the days of the Bais Rishon was the Kibush. In the days of Yishuv Benun, it says in the Novi in Yeshua, it took 7 years to conquer all of Eretz Yisrael. Then Gemara Nerchen has an oral tradition that just like it took 7 years to conquer, so it took 7 years to divide Eretz Yisrael. Chaluka. Shevesh HaKavsha v'Shevesh HaChilka. Shevesh HaKavsha is a pasuk, and Shevesh HaChilka, the Gemara says that's a tradition. Gemara says it's a svara. Why is it a svara? But just like it took 7 years to conquer, so it took 7 years to conquer. There were 31 armies, 31 kingdoms. Why should it take 7 years to divide Eretz Yisrael? But the Gemara means that that's an oral tradition that they had. So the first 14 years, Mishav Yisrael HaSayardin, Eretz Yisrael didn't yet have Kedusha. He weren't yet Chayv in Trumas and Maisus. Chala, they were Chayv right away. That's the Gemara in Ksubis, in the second parak. Mishar Yisrael Sayyad Narad Meyachin Nichnasul Oretz, they became Chayv and Chala, even though Eretz Yisrael didn't yet gain the Kedusha Sarah. But the first Shemitah was not Yin number 7, Mishar Yisrael Sayyad, then was rather Yin number 21, because the first 14 years didn't count them. The first Yovel was not year 50, it was year 64, because again, the first 14 years, it wasn't the Kudush. The Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael yet. So the Mekadesh of Eretz Yisrael, the Kedusha Rishonah, the first time around, was the Kibush, the Gemar HaKibush. The Kibush was in 7 years, and the Chanukah was the Gemar HaKibush. So there's a Machlokes HaTanaim. What about Surya? There was a Kibush, but it was a Kibush Yochid. So it's Kibush Yochid, Shmei Kibush or not. So we happen to pass in Kibush Yochid, Lav Shmei Kibush. So Surya was never in Eschaib, Menatar, Betrumus, and Mises, even Mizman Bais Rishon. But whatever the story was before the Churban HaBayis, comes Churban Beis HaMikdash, and all of Eretz Yisrael forfeits its Kedusha. Everything loses its Kedusha. That's the Machlokes HaTanoim, and the accepted opinion of the Gemara is that Kedusha Rishayna, Loi Kitchel Asi Loi, Kedusha Rishayna was only Kitchel HaShayta. The Mekadosh of Eretz Yisrael, Al Yidei Kibush, only accomplished Kedusha, calls man that the Kibush lasted. Once the Babylonian armies conquered Eretz Yisrael from the Jewish people, So we lost our kibush. So the whole mekadosh was undone. So the kedusha Eretz Yisrael vanished into thin air. That's the Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBchira. The Rambam explains like that. Why is the kedusha Rishon of Eretz Yisrael batla? Because it rested on kibush, and once the kibush was undone, so the kedusha was undone. Then in the beginning of the Bais Sheni period, so there never was any kibush. So how did Eretz Yisrael get its new kedusha all over again? If there was no kibush, so that's what the Yerushalmi has a comment on the pasuk. The pasuk says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring the Jewish people back to Eretz Yisrael, "V'heitivcha v'hirbucha me'avoisecha." In the end of the Teichach and Parshas B'chukosai, that says HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring us back to Eretz Yisrael, "V'heitivcha v'hirbucha me'avoisecha." He'll give us a better time than our forefathers had. In what sense did they have a better time in the Bais Sheni? They didn't have any independent Jewish government. They were under the whole time until the days of the Chashmonaim. Until the Chashmonaim were victorious in battle, they didn't have a Jewish government. Bechlal, it was run by Malchi Paras and Madai for over 200 years, for a long, long time. So what does it mean? Heitivcha v'hirbucha me'avoisecha. So the Yerushalmi says, "Avosechem the Rasha Mishnayis Zroim quotes this from the Yerushalmi." Your forefathers in the days of Yishuv Ben Nun only became mechuyev to observe mitzvos hatkoyis ba'aretz after kibush mechilu. And when the Jewish people returned back to Eretz Yisrael after the 7 years of Golas Bavel, right away they became mechuyev. So the Mekadosh the second time around was not kibush. There was no kibush till the days of the Chashmonaim. The Mekadosh was something else. So the Rambam has to coin a term. So the Rambam invents the term chazakeh. What does it mean by chazakeh? It means chazake, you're kind of karka, karka is nikta b'chazake. So some, Devin also learns like that, that it means chazake, you're kind of karka b'chazake. So Leitchik thought it wasn't correct, but that's not what it means. I remember on one occasion, Chief Rabbi Gorin came to the yeshiva to speak. At that time it wasn't yet the chief rabbi, he came a few times to speak. So he came after the Sinai campaign. At that time he was just the chief chaplain. So the yeshiva was learning Sanhedrin that year. So he gave a shiur in Rabbi Soloveitchik's class. So in the middle of the shiur, he was assuming, like the seven also, that chazake, when the Rambam uses the expression chazake in Perek Zayin, I think Perek Vov, Milchus Beis Abchir, the Rambam says in the Kaddish of Eretz the first time around, the days of Yeshua Ben Nun was kibush, that they conquered, kibush b'chalukah. The chalukah was the Gemara kibush. The Kaddish the second time around was chazake. What do you mean chazake? So he was assuming that it means Kinyan Chazaka. So Rav Soloveitchik was giving him a hard time. He didn't think that that was Pshat at all. Pashto says that that's not the correct Pshat. So what does it mean Chazaka? So Pash Pshat, the Rama means by Chazaka, the Jewish people moved into Eretz Yisrael. We just moved in. Yishuv Haaretz. When we moved in, that was Mekadosh of Eretz Yisrael. So
can't
what
say
is...
Kibush Muhammad?
There was no Muhammad. There was no Kibush. In the beginning of the Bais Sheni, there was no Muhammad at all. Melech Paras, Artaxasta, gave permission to the Jewish people to rebuild Eretz Yisrael, and he paid money, and they rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash and so on. The Jews didn't control anything at that time. Till the days of the Chashmonaim, the Jews didn't have any government at all. There was no Kibush Muhammad. There was nothing. So the Rambam calls it chazaka. They moved in. So that's the shaila. What is the Gemara hacking? The Tanoim are arguing in the days of the Tanoim, where the Suya is chayiv and Shumis Maisis Menatara Midirabon. The days of the Tanoim, whatever it was in the days of David HaMelech, is already gone and forgotten. At the time of Churban Bais Rishon, the Kedusha Saritz Yisrael was Batla. So what was the Mekadosh after the 7 years of Golus Babel Rab? What's the Mekadosh right? So the Jews moved in. So did they move into Syria? Did they not move into Syria? If they moved into Syria, then just like the rest of Eretz Yisrael, they moved into Eretz Yisrael, it acquired Kedusha without Kibush. So Syria should be the same. If the Jews didn't move into Syria, there was no Mekadosh of Syria. So what does the Gemara make it totally? The Tanoim are arguing a Machlekes that should have applied 5 centuries earlier. What are they talking about? Tanaim lived after the Churban Bayis Sheni. So what are they fighting about? Whether Syria has Kedusha and Atarim and the Rabbanon, whether Kibush Yochash may Kibush. So they quote in the name of Rab Chaim that he thinks that pasuk, the Hitivcha v'hirvcha mi'avoisecha, means like this. Any, the Kedusha Rishon of Eretz Yisrael was accomplished like the Kibush. The Kedusha Shniya was accomplished like the Chazake. The Hainu, any area that had a Kedusha Rishonah, Ayidei Kibush, could acquire a Kedusha Shniyah, Ayidei Chazakah. But if Surya never got a Kedusha Rishonah, Ayidei Kibush, because Kibush Yochad Lav Shmei Kibush, they never had Kedusha Rishonah. So you want to endow Surya in the days of Ezra Nehemiah. We assume the Jews did move back into Surya. When they came back to Golus Babel, they did move into Surya. So could that accomplish Kedusha Sa'aretz the second time around? So that depends. If it had Kedusha Rishonah, Ayidei Kibush, then you can reawaken, you can restore that Kedusha Rishayna al Yidei Chazaka. But whatever never had a Kedusha Rishayna, so you got to have a Kibush now. So Syria never had a Kibush. So that's why they're arguing ancient history, but it's not ancient. If in the days of David HaMelech it had Kedusha Rishayna because Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush, then you can restore the Kedusha by Chazaka. If in the days of David HaMelech it never got a Kedusha Rishayna because Kibush Yochid Lav Shmei Kibush, so then the Kedusha cannot be restored. Al-Yidei Chazaka. You have to have a Kedusha Rishayna. You have to start off with a Kedusha Al-Yidei Kibush. That's how they quote in the name of Rab Chaim, the Bira in this Gemara. Otherwise, you don't understand the Gemara. So again, the way the Tanoim talk. Tanoim have a Machlokes where the Esther is part of the Kisvi HaKodesh, the Book of Esther. What's a Machlokes? How many books are there in Tanakh? Are there Chof Dalet Kisvi HaKodesh or Chof Gimel? We assume Esther and Biarba, the 24 Kisvei HaKodesh, including Esther. And other Tanoim and Amorim, till the middle of the Tkufas Amorim, there were Shitas who held that Esther is not part of the Kisvei HaKodesh. So when the Tanoim debate whether Esther is part of the Kisvei HaKodesh, whether Shir Hashirim is part, whether Yecheskel is part, whether Kohel is a part of Kisvei HaKodesh, so the way they formulated it, is it Metamis HaYadayim, is it not Metamis HaYadayim? Tumas HaYadayim is a Din D'Rabbanan, that if you touch the klaf of the Sefer Torah, you touch the Eitz Chaim, the wooden part of the Sefer Torah, so it's Metame Yom Midirabbanan. So that's the symbol. Metame Sa'idai means that it's part of Kisvei HaKodesh. Not Metame Sa'idai means it's not part of Kisvei HaKodesh. Here also, is it when you go to the right of the highway, to the left of the highway, is it Tomei, is it Tahar? Is it Tomei means that it's Chutz L'Arts. Is it Tahar means that it's Eretz Yisrael. The whole din of Tumas Eretz Amim is only Midirabbanan, but that's where the Tanoim spoke. They said, that area is Tami, that area is Tami, means that's Eretz Yisrael, and this is not Eretz Yisrael. That's the similar Dover. Just like Tumas Eidaim is a similar Dover, whether it's part of Kisvei HaKodesh, so too, if it's Metame to the right, to the left of the highway, means is it part of Chutz L'Arts, or is it part of Eretz Yisrael? So it's relevant, the din of Eretz Yisrael, Chutz L'Arts, relevant for the din of Deraisa, of Maisris and Shvius, yeah. Does it have to be dafke attached to the ground in order to be chayv and shumas and maisus and shvius? What if you have an otzitz nakuv? What if you have an otzitz nakuv that's suspended on top of the ground? Is that chayv in shumas and maisus men haTorah? So we assume if you have an otzitz she'eino nakuv and there's no yinikah from the ground below, then it's only chayv and shumas and maisus men haRabbanan. If you have an otzitz nakuv and there is a yonika from the ground below, then we assume that it's yonik from the ground. Yonik from the ground, so it's chayv and shumas amaisus min haTorah. Rashi and Tosfos both here on Daf Zayin and Beis are both working with the Gemara Menachos Daf Ayin Dalet, where the Gemara says it depends whether the otzitz, what material is the otzitz made of? Is the otzitz made of wood or is the otzitz made of cheres? It makes a difference. One of them needs nakuv and one of them does not even need nakuv. Which one needs nakuv, which one not? So that's a detail, a major detail, but that's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. So Rashi holds that cheres does not have to be nakuv. Only eight has to be nakuv. Rashi says, Vasino shal cheresi, ve'en etzvicha li nakev, ki diyomer v'merachas daf, what is it, daf pei dalet, daf pei dalet, not ayin dalet, daf pei dalet. And Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. They say the Gemara, Rashi read the Gemara wrong, it's backwards. If it's eight, it doesn't have to be nakuv. If it's cheres, it does have to be nakuv. Fine. What does the Gemara quote? The machlokes hatanoim. The Gemara has two brises. We have this. Why did all of this creep into our mesichta? What has it got to do with Yitzchak? Because the Mishnah made a din de rabbanon where we distinguish between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Lord. And maybe get the Chutz Lord, it has to say the Shliach LaElach has to say b'fananechta. And maybe get the Eretz Yisrael does not have to say b'fananechta. So the Gemara has a machlokes, an apparent contradiction between two brises, unless we're talking about two different cases. Gemara seems to have a contradiction between two brises. What's the din? Amedi get pesfina. The get was written on a boat. It doesn't say where the boat is. The boat is on a river in Eretz Yisrael, or the boat is in the Mediterranean outside of the borders of Eretz Yisrael. That's unclear. So the Gemara has two pshatim. The first on Zainam, basically Gemara thought that the both brises are talking the boat is on a river in Eretz Yisrael, and the get was written in Eretz Yisrael, and Shlech Lailocha comes from off of the boat. And he gives the get to the woman in Yerushalayim, in Tel Aviv, whatever. So is that called maybe get me Eretz Yisrael? Is it called a maybe get me Chutz Lars? If it's maybe get me Eretz Yisrael on top of the boat, so then you don't have to say b'fananechta. If you consider the top of the boat to Chutz Lars, then you do have to say b'fananechta. So the Gemara says, so which is the correct opinion? The one Brisa says it's Dino Keretz Yisrael, one Brisa says Dino Chutz Lars. So the Gemara says, oh, we're talking about a boat where the bottom of the boat is above 10 tefachim from the karka hayam, from the karka hanohar. And that's a machlokes hatanoim in a Mishneh Chala. Afar chutz laretz habov esfina, that's 10 lines from the bottom of Zayin on the days. You have a boat, and they have offer from chutz laretz on the boat, and they planted something in it. And now the boat is in the rivers in Eretz Yisrael, and something is growing in the offer. So we're talking about a boat, either cheres or eitz, that doesn't need to be nakuv. According to Rashi, it means it's cheres, doesn't have to be nakuv. According to Tosfos, shaleitz doesn't have to be nakuv. So there's a machlokes hatanoim. Whatever grows in that boat, is it chayv and shumas and maisus in a shmita or not? Is it din keretz or not? So Rabbi Yehuda says only bizman shasfina gosheshes. If the floor of the boat is within 10 tefachim to the karka hanohar, to the karka hayam. But if it's above 10 tefachim, they're not. And the Chachamim say, even if it's above 10 tefachim. So the Gemara says, L'chayre, that's the shaila. If you have an otzitz naka hamunach agabi yaseidus, you have a flower pot that has a hole in the bottom, or the flower pot is made from such material that it doesn't need a hole on the bottom, it's yonik through the bottom of the pot, even if there's no nekev on the bottom, according to Rashi Chev, it's according to Tosfos Eitz, doesn't need a nekev. So if it's suspended, if it's within 10 tefachim to the ground, we assume that all the Tanaim would agree that it would be chayv, whatever grows in that otz, it's not would be chayv in Shumas and Maisus Menatar. If it's suspended above 10 tefachim to the ground, so l'chavar, that's the machlokes hatanoim, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanim. Why does it say afar chutzlorets above b'sfina l'eretz Yisrael? Makes a difference whether it's offer from chutzlorets or offer from Eretz Yisrael. So the Meiri and some other Rishonim say, yeah, it makes a difference. If it would have been afar Eretz Yisrael, since it originated in Eretz Yisrael, so then all the Tanaim would agree that it would be chayv in Shumas and Maisus. The Pashtus is not like that. That's a very difficult sheet. The Pashtus is it doesn't make a difference whether it's, once you detach the offer from Eretz Yisrael, it became afar chutzlorets. The Pashtus, that's a difficult sheet to make a difference between afar Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says, maybe this is the machlokes hatanoim, the two brises. If you have a boat that's floating on a river in Eretz Yisrael, and the get was written on the boat, is that considered a get written in Eretz Yisrael on Chutzlos? The boat is not gosheshes. The boat is not, the bottom of the boat is not within 10 tefachim to the bottom of the river. So that should be the machtoli and the machlokes. Harabiyuda harabonu. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah lo kashe. The two brises that seem to contradict whether You have to say before an echdom when the get is written on the boat. It depends on machlag sabir and the rabban. Here's the whole Gemara, such a pella. What does the Gemara say? Before an echdom is a function of whether you're chayv and trumas and maisis in that location. So Tosfos says to Kasha, and you mean to say, Tosfos assumes if you have offer on top of a roof, on a rooftop, and you plant things on the rooftops, so Tosfos assumes that Dovah Pashut, that it's not chayv and trumas and maisis. Only chayv and trumas and maisis if it grows in the ground, that's mechubel la'aretz. If you have an otzitz nokum, so it's yonik from the bottom. But if you have a tall building, and you have fruits and vegetables growing in the offer on top of the roof, so that for sure is not yonik from the ground all the way below. That's what Tosfos assumes, that Dovah Pashut, that is not. In Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Tshuvas HaRosh, the Rosh holds that the building is Mechubel HaKarka Dina Kikarka. Mechubel HaKarka Dina Kikarka. So the offer that's on top of the roof of the building is Afar Eretz Yisrael. The offer that's Mechubel to the building, which is Mechubel to Eretz Yisrael, is Eretz Yisrael, Chai. But the Tosfos holds not so. Tosfos assumes that Dovah Pashut, that if you plant something on top of the Aliyah, if you plant something in Ofer that's on top, that's what Tosfos says. V'im Taimar on Zayin on the base, the second Tosfos Harav Yudah Harabon. Ota maybe get Baliyah Beretz Eichoshki maybe b'chutz Hamshum the Ofer Habosham b'chutz Lo'etz Potam Mimaiser. If you put Ofer on top of a roof, on a rooftop in Eretz Yisrael, and you plant something, that's not yonik from the ground below. So Tosfos holds that it's not chayv in Shumas and Maiser. And nonetheless, Tosfos, it does make sense to say that if you wrote the get on the rooftop, you have to say before an echtam. That does make any sense. So Tosfos gives a difficult answer. Tosfos gives a problematic answer on the kasha. But that's the whole Tchilas HaSugya seems to go like that. That the Gemara is kin, the Gemara assumes that it's totally zebizet. If you were to plant something in the offer in the boat, that's the boat is floating on the river in Eretz Yisrael. So if you would plant on the boat, it would be chayv and shumas and maisvis, then it's dina k'Eretz Yisrael, and you don't have to say b'fanan echtam. And if you would have held like Rabbi Yudah, that the only time it's chayv and shumas maisvis, if the bottom of the boat is gosheshes, it's within 10 tefachim to the ground, below the karkoyas hanahar, so if the boat is above, then you're not chayv and shumas and maisvis, so it's considered k'chutz l'aretz. Very strange premise. This just points it out. That's what the Gemara seems to be assuming. That was the first suggestion. That was Amar Rab Yirmiyah. Rab Yirmiyah thinks, Loi Kasha HaRab Yudah HaRabban, has to do with the Machlokes and the Mishneh Challah. That's where the Sfinu goes Sheshes and that. Then the Gemara has on the next daf, no, one can learn a totally different shot. Rab Nachman Yitzchak Amar, five lines from the top of Chesem, and Al Benahar is there, it's Okalam Lafligi. If the get is written on a boat in a river in Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Yisrael. So of course you don't have to say before an echta. What's the difference whether the offer, if some vegetables have grown, the offer on the boat, whether the chayim and shumas maisis or not, but it's within the borders of Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to say before an echta. You don't cut out part of Eretz Yisrael and say, there's chutz l'aretz in the middle of Eretz Yisrael. No. So the Gemara says, the machlok satanayim is ki pligi b'yam agodol. The two brises that seem to contradict each other are talking about a sfina that's in the Mediterranean. And what's taka the din in the Mediterranean? The border of Eretz Yisrael only goes to the edge of Eretz Yisrael, and then the Mediterranean is not part of Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says, no, there's a machlokes satanayim. The pasuk says, ugevul. What do you mean, ugevul? So ugevul means it's an additional area within the Mediterranean that's dina k'Eretz Yisrael. What is that referring to? So you draw some kind of a line to determine that whatever is within that line is Eretz Yisrael. Whatever little islands are outside of that line will be chutz l'aretz. So that's a machlokes, the Chachamim and Rabbi Yudah, how do you draw the line? So the Chachamim say you draw a line from Hor HaHor, from the northernmost point in Eretz Yisrael, to the bottom of Eretz Yisrael, but you draw on the coast of the Mediterranean, so the northernmost point is going to be Har, where is it? Turi Amnon, okay. And the southernmost point is Nachal Mitzrayim. Nachal Mitzrayim is the border of Eretz Yisrael, and this Nachal Mitzrayim goes into the Mediterranean. What exactly does Nachal Mitzrayim correspond to? So that's a famous machloikis. The Mefarshim al-Chumash. Rashi says Nachal Mitzrayim is the Nile. that Eretz Yisrael is supposed to go all the way up until the Nile River. That's what Rabbi Gorin said when he came after the Sinai campaign. He said, we almost paskin like Rashi. We were about to paskin like Rashi. They were going to conquer all of Egypt up until the Nile. He's very entertaining. He's a very cheerful speaker. Very lovely. And it's usually assumed not like Rashi, who says that it's Nile, some Rishonim hold like Rashi also. It's usually assumed like Rabbi Nisadigoin writes in his translation, Ala Torah, that Dachman Tzraim is Vadi Al Arish. They have it on their maps. Now it's a Vadi. Now there's no water there. It used to be a river. It used to be a Nachman Tzraim, and now it's a dry. So you draw a line, so the Chachamim say you draw a line, narrow area in the Mediterranean from Turi Amnon, that borders on the Mediterranean, till the top of Nachum Mitzrayim. And any islands that are within that crescent are Chelek of Eretz Yisrael. And the Tanna Rav Yehuda disagrees. No, you draw two parallel lines. You draw a line from Turi Amnon going west, and you draw a line from the top of Nachum Mitzrayim going west. And all of the islands, not only the islands in that tiny little sliver, all the islands that go all the way to the west of Eretz Yisrael are all included. Tesis has two opinions. The Baal HaTais apparently thought that France, I don't think on the map it's correct. I think if you draw the two lines parallel and going out straight to due west, I don't think France is going to be included there. So they have a map where they thought that France was in between the two lines. So they asked the question, no, if you're all like Rabbi Yehuda, so it should come out that we're Chayvin Shumas Maisen in France. So they say, first of all, we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. We probably pass like the Rabban. You only draw this narrow line from Turi Amnon to the top of Nachum Mitzrayim. Secondly, even if you would have held like Reb Yehuda, well, you don't hold like, it only goes on the Nisim Shebayam, only goes on the little islands in the Mediterranean. It doesn't go on part of the continent, it doesn't go part of Africa is between the two parallel lines, a part of Europe is in between two parallel lines. That's not included. It only goes, say, Yelechem Ugvul Yam, Yelechem Ayamagadul Ugvul, within the Yamagadul, within the Mediterranean, islands within the Mediterranean will be Mekudesh, Bekudush, Eretz Yisrael. But anyway, we don't pass like Reb Yehuda. We pass like the Chachamim. The Gemara says that we passkin that the Kedusha Rishayna of Eretz Yisrael, we started the discussion before, the Kedusha Rishayna only lasted up until the time of the Churban HaMedina, when the kibush was undone, when the Babylonian armies conquered the whole land, they undid the kibush of Yeshua ben Nun, and the Jews lost control of the land, so then the Kedusha HaSaretz disappeared. That's how the Rambam explains in Nuchas Beis HaBchira. The Kedusha HaSaretz, the first time around, rests on the kibush. Once the kibush was undone, so the Kedusha was undone. So then the Gemara says, when they came back in the beginning of the period of the Baal Shem, they were Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael the second time, there never was any kibush. So the Mekadosh is just by Chazokah, the Rambam coins the term, by moving into Eretz Yisrael. So then the Gemara has a Lashon, Harbe Krachim Kovsho Ali Mitzrayim Velo Kovsho Ali Bavel. There were many Krachim, Krach is a metropolis, a gigantic city. There were a lot of cities, Kovsho Ali Mitzrayim, in the days of Yeshua ben Nun, they were kovish them, but like kovshom olei bavel. What do you mean by like kovshom olei bavel? Olei bavel weren't kovish anything. Olei bavel, they just moved into Eretz Yisrael. So a little bit not meduyek. Nothing. Olei bavel weren't kovish anything. Just, there was no kibush. The mekadosh was chazaka, and the Jews did move into those areas. So what does it mean? So the Gemara says v'hinichum, they left them out on purpose. They decided. They made a conscious decision that they're not going to be mekadosh a second time, all of Eretz Yisrael. They're going to leave out areas. Why? Kadesh Yismuchu Aleim Anim Mishviz. Yismuchu, not Yismuchu Malchuscha, to rejoice, but Yismuchu, to rely on it, with the Samach, Samach Memchav. In order to, because Shemitah was always a major problem. Shemitah, the Bizman Bais Rishon, Shemitah was such a major problem. The Jews violated Shemitah enough times, and they lost the whole country. So at the beginning of Bais Sheni, the Chachamim, the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah who were there, somehow they made up their minds, they're not going to be Mekadosh all of Eretz Yisrael. They're going to leave out a lot of areas. So that's what the Gemara says, that Rebbe Hita Beit Shan, that there are certain areas in Beit Shan, not the whole Beit Shan area, the Chazon Ish writes, sections in Beit Shan, after the Chazon Ish died, they found a stone from the Golan, I think, that had a detailed description of which areas are Beit Shan, which areas are not. That's what the Chazanish said. When the Gemara says Rebbe hit the Beit Shan, Rebbe declared Beit Shan is not, didn't never got a Kedusha Shni. It didn't mean the whole area of Beit Shan. It means certain sections within Beit Shan. Why was it up to the Chachamim to decide they want to leave out the areas? The Mekadesh wasn't the kibush. There never was any kibush. Kadesh was the moving in. But still, and the Jews did move in there. They moved into the whole area. So what is need the hinichum? So apparently you have to have a rotzen, you have to have a desire. Someone had to make a decision. The Rabbanim, Anshek Nes Agdolos, Sanhedrin, someone. Someone had to make some decision over here. That's the Meforish and the Rambam, beginning of Hilchos Trumas. So on the side of the Rambam, the Meforish says apparently that the Rabbanim had to make this decision. So at the beginning of the Bayi Sheni period, they decided they're not going to be Mekadosh all the areas that were there the first time. That'll leave an area that should be Chutz Lo'aretz, that they should be able to do Avodas HaKarka during Shnas HaShmita, and they'll give Maisa Oni. Maisa Oni is only the third year and the sixth year. The seventh year, you're not Mafresh anything. You're not Mafresh Trum HaGdol HaMaisa, you're not Mafresh anything. So they left out areas in Eretz Yisrael, so they should give Trum HaGdol HaMaisa Rishon and Maisa Oni. The whole thing is a quirk, Maisa Oni. But it's not Eretz Yisrael, so you can do whatever. You can make up whatever din the rabbanot you want. So that's what they made up. That you should give my serani there. So that was the story of the kedusha shniyah. What does the gemara have a takonim of the rabbanon towards the bottom of about 10 lines from the bottom of ches amid aleph? You're not allowed, if I have an Evet Naini, I live in Eretz Yisrael and I have an Evet Naini. Evet Naini is Mol B'Tov of Hashem Evet, and he's Chayv in Mitzvahs Kiyisha. So he's living in Eretz Yisrael, so he's fulfilling more mitzvahs than he would fulfill if he were to live in Chutz La'aretz. So if I own an Evet Naini in Eretz, so then I sell him to a Jewish owner who's going to own him in Chutz La'aretz. So he's in Florida or in Riverdale, whatever. He's going to own this Evet Naini. So the Evet Naini is going to be missing a lot of mitzvahs. He's not going to have all the mitzvahs of Trumas and Maisus and Shemitah and everything else that he's used to in Eretz Yisrael. So that's not permissible to sell the Evet Naini. Just like it's not permissible for a Jew who lives in Eretz Yisrael to leave because he's forfeiting all these mitzvahs, so too it's not permissible to sell your Evet Naini to Chutz La'aretz. So the Gemara wants to know, what's the din? Amochar avda the surya, is he kemochar b'chutz la'aretz dami? Although, do you have this penalty with the Rabbanon, that amochar avda b'chutz la'aretz yotze l'cheiris? You have to be m'shachar him with the Rabbanon, or not? So the Gemara says, tenisua, we can be medayik from the Mishnah. But it's, aku keretz yisroya legitn, legitnen aval avadim lo. That if you mocher avda la'aku, he's yotze l'cheiris. Because kin suria de mircha katvei. Suria is further away than aku. So this din applies, if you mocher avda l'suria, even though suria is chayven the rabbanon and the mitzvah satli is baretz, it is chayven. According to some tanaim, it's chayven atar and mitzvah satli is baretz. But still, since it's far away from the issues, it's like a Jew in Borough Park, a Flatbush, has an Evet Naini. He's going to sell a Jew to someone who lives in Riverdale. It's not on the same level as Borough Park, a Flatbush. That's also a Svar Yotze L'Cheiris. Because you sold him, he was living in Muncie, in the middle of all the shul, middle of all the Kedusha and everything. Then you sell him to an area where they're not so medactic and mitzvah. That's also Yotze L'Cheiris. Yotze L'Cheiris, if you sell to Chutz La'aretz, either because the Evet Naini is going to be missing the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael, the mitzvah of please bars, or because he was living in the middle of the real religious yishuv, and then he sold him, he's going to have to be an Evet Naini in a location where there isn't that much, no daf yomish here going on there, and not so much Yiddishkeit going on. So the Gemara says either one or the other is enough to have the penalty on Mecher Abdel Chutz La'aretz Yotze L'Cheiris. That's what Tosis had from the Yerushalmi, Tosis on the first daf had. If you, Aku is half in Eretz Yisrael, half out of Eretz Yisrael. So if I live in Eretz Yisrael, I have an Evet Naini. I live in Meir Sharm, I have an Evet Naini. I sell my Evet Naini to a Jew who lives in the inside half of Aku. Even though it's Dinuk Eretz Yisrael, but it's so far away, Aku. such an Arab city, so far away from the Ike Yishuv, so far away from Meir Sharim, so far away from Ir Atika, so it's Yotze L'Cheres. And what if you sell from the inside of Akku? So the inside half of Akku is Dina Tuch Tzlarz. What if you sell from the inside half of Akku to the outside half of Akku? Also Yotze L'Cheres. Why? Because at least the inside of Akku is Eretz Yisrael. The outside half of Akku is Chutz Tzlarz. So either one or the other. You see from that Tosis, B'Shem HaYushami like that on that base of Manala. There are two dinim included within this halacha. Merch harab de l'chutz lo'at yotze l'cheres. Merch harab de l'chutz lo'at, because you've mafsid the Abi Kanani, he won't be able to be fulfilling the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael, won't have the mitzvah of pleased Baritz anymore. And secondly, even if he will have, but it's so far away from the Frumah Yishuv. So that's what the Gemara says over here. Akku keretz ole gitten avlo la'avodin. If you sell your Eved l'akku, he is yotze l'cheres. That's the Gemara's deal. Two dinim. Surya, the Gemara says, what's the status? This Tana is of the opinion that Surya is chayiv in Shumas Amaisis min HaTorah, because that's his lashon. Chayiv is b'maisa b'shviz ki Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara, this Tana holds the kibush yochid shmei kibush chayiv min HaTorah. And nonetheless, with respect to the Fananetim are so far away, Surya is so far away from the main Yishuv where all the Talmid HaChachanim live. So this Braisa holds, I maybe get me Surya ki maybe b'chutz l'aretz. Yes, they say b'fananetim. So the Fananechtav is a function of whether they know Lishmo or not. The Gemara has the famous din, HaKoine Soda B'Surya KiKoine B'Farvare Yerushalayim. If you buy a field in Surya, it's the same as buying on the outskirts of Yerushalayim. You can't say it's the same as buying in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is Yerushalayim. Farvare Yerushalayim is just as important as buying on the outskirts of Yerushalayim, Mainaf Kamina. So the Gemara says that you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to buy the field from the non-Jew. Allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, that's what the Zionists said. Once you come to Eretz Yisrael, Zionism is such a big mitzvah, you can be Mechal Shabbos, give up the whole religion. So the Gemara says there's no Havamina. There's no Havamina, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for the sake of Zionism. The Gemara says no, you're allowed to violate the Yisra Amira Lenochri. Amir with the Nachri is only the Rabbanon. Why did they invent the din of Amir and Nachri with the Rabbanon? Usually called the Tikkun Rabbanon came there, I said Tikkun. So the answer is, the Pasuk in Aseres Adibras tells us that sometimes there's Amir Liakum that is an Issa Deraisa. When is that? Ager Toshav. Amir to Ager Toshav is an Issa Deraisa. Because it says, Lasaskam locha atavin chavitecha abdecha v'amoscha ubehem techa. What do you mean? Lasaskam locha ato. Ata means all the gedolim, all the people after bar mitzvah. What bincha b'techo? So Rashi and Chumash quotes from the Mechilta. If it refers to the children who are after bar mitzvah, so they're included in ata. So bincha b'techo must refer to the children who are before bar mitzvah. Before bar mitzvah, they're not b'nei chiyuva, so they're not chayv to observe any mitzvah. So what does mean bincha b'techo? The Rashi says no. It's an isa deraisa. Rashi al Torah writes on Parshas Yisro. It's an isa deraisa for the parent to ask his child who is before bar mitzvah to do a malacha for him. That's what the Mishkan is Yankin makes fun of the Hasidim. Mishkan is Yankin obviously was not a Hasid. He learned by Rav Chaim Volozhin in Volozhin Yeshiva. He was a Litva. So he says that the Hasidim, a common practice in Poland, the Hasidim would ask the children to carry in a location where there was no Erev, ask the children to carry the talis, to carry the siddur, to carry things on Shabbos where there was no Erev. So that's a problem. That's a pasuk in Chumash that you're not allowed to ask malacha. Ato avin chavitecha. What is abducha v'amoscha? Abducha v'amoscha. So the Gemara works on that also. What's v'gercha? What does it mean? V'gercha shebisharecha. The ger is included in ato. The ger who converts is included in ato. So what does it mean ger? So it must be that it refers to a ger toshel. Ger Toshev is not chayv in all the Taryag Mitzvah. Ger Toshev only accepts upon himself to observe the Sheva Mitzvahs Vinanech. What's that special status does he have? We refer to him as a Ger Toshev because Imcha Yeshev V'Kerbecha, we allow him to live in Eretz Yisrael. If you have a non-Jew who doesn't accept upon himself to observe the Sheva Mitzvahs Vinanech, so the Torah says, Lo Sechanim, we're not allowed to let him live in Eretz Yisrael. Lo Yeshev V'Artzecha Pen Yachti V'Yishchali. You're not allowed to allow non-Jews to live in Eretz Yisrael. Unless the non-Jew accepts upon himself, commits himself to observe the Sheva Mitzvahs Benanoich in the presence of a bezin of three Jewish people. Just like a ger has to convert in the presence of three Jews, and the ger has to commit himself to observe all the mitzvahs that are relevant to him, so to the ger toishav, a non-Jew, has to commit himself to observe the Sheva Mitzvahs Benanoich. So if he accepts upon himself the Sheva Mitzvahs Benanoich, then we're allowed to let him live in Eretz Yisrael. And there's no concern. He committed himself. He's not gonna violate the Sheva Mitzvahs Benach. So we're not afraid. So the din is in the Chumash that it sounds like it says in the Aseres Hadibros that the Ger Toshav has to observe Shabbos. Ger Toshav has to observe Shabbos. It doesn't make any sense. He only has to observe Sheva Mitzvahs Benach. So the Gemara in Krisis has a big Machlokes HaTanoim. So the first time it says yes. He has to observe Shabbos as an enhanced form of observing not to worship Avodah Zarah. Because the Mechal Shabbos Beferhesi Dina Kovid Avodah Zarah. And Rashi explains in the first parak in Chulin why. The one who observes Shabbos is demonstrating that he believes in the story of creation. So he believes in God, that God created the world and God is the boss. So therefore we have to listen to the mitzvahs that our Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us. If a person is Mechal Shabbos Beferhesi, he demonstrates that he doesn't believe in the story of creation. So the Ger Toshav, who accepts upon himself to observe the Sheva Mitzvahs B'Nenayach, what changes? He's Mukhayev anyway to observe Sheva Mitzvahs B'Nenayach, whether he accepts it or not. So that's what the first Tana says. It must be that when he's Mekabal Al Atzmo to observe the Sheva Mitzvahs, he has to observe them in a more enhanced form. So not only is he not permitted to worship outright Avodah Zarah, he's not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos either. If he'll be Mechal Shabbos, he has to demonstrate that he believes in the story of creation. If he'll be Mechal Shabbos, that's Ka'ovid Avodah Zarah, and he has to observe the Yisra of Avodah Zarah in a more serious way, more enhanced fashion than a plain Nochri. So the first Tana says, the first two Tanaim say that a Ger Toshav has to observe Shabbos, but they're faced with a problem. Nochri Sheshavos is Chayiv Misa. We're not permitted, a non-Jew is not allowed to observe Shabbos. So the first Tana says, increases Daf Tesem and Aleph, that'll only pose a problem if he's going to observe Shabbos like we observe Shabbos. He's mechuyav to observe Shabbos like we would observe Yom Tov. So that solves the problem. On the one hand, the Ger Toshav is mechuyav to observe Shabbos. On the other hand, he's not allowed to observe Shabbos like Shabbos, so let him observe Shabbos like Yom Tov. Fine. Next Tana disagrees, and he says, no, by observing Shabbos like we observe Yom Tov, that's also a violation of Nochi Shabbos. Yom V'Laila Lo Yishbosa, the Pasuk in Parshas Noach, that a non-Jew is not permitted to observe Shabbos, doesn't only apply if he observes Shabbos with all the lamtes of his bochs like we observe. Even if he observes Shabbos like we observe Yom Tov, is also a problem. The way to solve the problem is the Ger Toshav has to observe Shabbos like we observe Chol HaMoed. Sounds like Chol HaMoed is an Issa Melacha min HaTorah. That's two opinions in Tosfos. Achlokes in Tosfos. It sounds like this Tana holds that Chol HaMoed is a din d'oraisa, some halachas amuta, some halachas arasa, and you have to make a compromise. The Ger Toshav has to observe Shabbos to enhance his observance of not worshipping Avodah Zarah, but he's not allowed to observe Shabbos like we keep Shabbos. He has to not allowed to observe Shabbos like we keep Yom Tov either. He has to observe like we observe Chol HaMoed. Then the third opinion is Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Third opinion is Reb Shimon in the Braisa. And he says, even if the Ger Toshav will observe Shabbos like we observe Chol HaMoed, that's also a violation of Nochri Sheshavos. So the Ger Toshav is simply not allowed to observe Shabbos at all. He has no prayer. He cannot enhance his observance of Avodah Zarah by adding on Shmira Shabbos. No. Even if he'll observe Shabbos like we observe Chol HaMoed, that'll also pose a problem of Nochri Sheshavos. So you left the question, so what does the Pasuk mean? But there is a Pasuk in Aseres Hadibros where it says, the Ger Chashev Sharecha. So Tosis in Yevamis writes, Tosis on the Daf there increases, Daf Tesamon Al doesn't explain. But Tosis in Yevamis in the Sugya of Ger is Ger Toshav, Ram Mem Chesam and Beis also. The Tosis says, Amira the Ger Toshav is an Issa Deraisa. If I'll ask a Ger Toshav to do a Malacha for me on Shabbos, that'll be an Issa Deraisa. That's the Pshat. Lasaska Malacha, the Ger Chashev Sharecha. It's my Avera, not that the Ger Toshav is in violation of an Issa if he'll do Malacha on Shabbos. He can do whatever he wants. But I'm not allowed to ask him to do for me. So now the Rabbana made a din, called the Tikka Rabbana, came the Raisa Tikka, they extended this din. There exists a din, the Raisa Amira, the Nochri is an Issa, the Raisa of the Nochri happens to be a Ger Toshav. So here they made a din of the Rabbana, and any Nochri in the world is also Amira, the Nochri is an Issa, the Rabbana. So because it's not an Issa, the Raisa, therefore we have a whole list of Kulas. So one of the many coolest is, one of the coolest is, Tosis quotes from Shabbos, Daf Kuf Chav Tesem and Aleph, that for Chayla Shem Misakana, we permit all Amira Lenachri. You permit it to ask a Nachri to do a Melacha Deraisa in order to heal a Chayla Shem Misakana, to drive him to the hospital and to do any Melacha Deraisa. Amira Lenachri is Mutal Chayla Shem Misakana. Let's say, Chalila, there's a fire in the Sefer Torah, is going to get burnt. So for the purpose of Hatzalas Kisvei HaKadosh, we allow Amira Lenachri. Let's say the dairy cows. So if a nursing mother doesn't express the milk, so she has pain in her body. So the cows also have pain. So you have to milk the cows on Shabbos in order that they shouldn't have any pain. Milking cows, we assume, is some kind of a melacha or another. Either melacha deraisa, melacha derabbanan, but it's for sure, the Gemara says some kind of a melacha. There are different opinions in the Rishonim what the melacha is, different opinions whether it's nisa deraisa, nisa derabbanan, but it certainly is a melacha of some sorts. So Amir and Nachri is mutter to milk the dairy cows. We allow Amir and Nachri. Many coolers. It is one of the many coolers. But Mokam Yishuv Eretz Yisrael Lagazer Rabbanon. To buy a kind of soda besuri, you could go to the Pavari Eretz Yisrael. Not only kind of soda Eretz Yisrael. I feel a kind of soda besuri. To buy a field, if you all like the Tana that Surya has kibush yochid, the Shmei kibush that it has kedusha min haTorah. So when you buy a field in Surya, that's a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, you get the field out of the hands of the Nochri, and it's under Jewish control now. So that's a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So Amir the Nochri is only in it. He said, there are Rabbanim, Shem Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, Lagos Berabbanim. Let's say the Nochri would be a Ger Toishav, then he wouldn't have this heter. The Gemara says the whole logic of the heter is, Amir and Nachri is only in Issa de Rabbanon, so be Mokam Yishev Eretz Yisrael Gaz be Rabbanon. But if you're dealing with a real Ger Toishav, so then you wouldn't allow Amir and Nachri be Mokam Chol Hashem Yisakana, be Hatzol Kisvei HaKadosh. All of the Haterim, all of the Kudos only apply when Amir and Nachri is only the Rabbanon. There is a big machlekes in Shulchan Aruch. Avdecha v'amoscha. How do you read that pasuk? Avdecha v'amoscha. Let's say I bought an Eved Kenaini. So if he's Mol B'tova L'Shem Eved Kenaini, so then he's Tzchai B'mitzvus Keisha. So he's included in Atto. So what does it have to say Abduch HaVamoscha for? So that's what many Rishonim say Abduch HaVamoscha mean Loi Mol B'tova. I own a non-Jew and he's not prepared, he doesn't want to become Jewish, he doesn't want to be Mizgayer L'Shem, he doesn't want to be Chayv Mitzvus Keisha, but he still belongs to me in Dinim Amunis. It's before Lincoln freed the slaves. Lamed Hasina was before. So if a person owns an Eved Kenaini, even though he's not Chayv Mitzvus Keisha, that'll also be an Isar Amir Liakam Derais. Eved Kenaini,
it's a Kabbalah L'Shem Mitzvus.
That's a machlekes Rashi in the Rambam, how to read the Gemara in Yevamos, in the middle of Yevamos, in the Sugya of Geiris. So Rashi says that the Odon can be Megayr him Balkorchoi, the shame Eved Kenaini. And the Rambam writes not so. The Rambam says you need a Kabbalah on mitzvahs. To become an Eved Kenaini, to be Chai Mitzvahs Kisha, he has to be a Kabbalah on mitzvahs at that time. When you free him the second time, when you free the Eved Kenaini, and then he wants to be chayv in all the mitzvahs, so he has to have tefillah shniya. When he becomes from a nochri to become an Eved Kenaini, he needs tefillah rishayna to become an Eved Kenaini. Then everybody agrees that tefillah rishayna is needed manator. And then tefillah shniya after the Eved Kenaini, after the odon is mishachar the Eved Kenaini, and he wants to be chayv in all the mitzvahs, so that's a big machlokes of rishayna where the tefillah shniya is needed manator and the rabbanon. So the Rambam holds that the Tefillah Shniyah is min haTorah, and the Nemuki Yosef on Yevamos quotes Rab Chaim on the Rambam quotes the Nemuki Yosef. You don't have to learn the Nemuki Yosef. Rab Chaim on the Rambam quotes the Nemuki Yosef, quotes the Tosfos that the Tefillah Shniyah, most people don't know it from the Nemuki Yosef, they just know from Rab Chaim. The Nemuki Yosef on Yevamos quotes from the Baalei HaTosfos that Tefillah Shniyah is only in the Rabban. So Machlok is what's the nature of the status of an Eved Kenaini. The Rambam writes Eved Kenaini has a partial Kedushas Yisrael. He's not Dina Ke'akum, he's not Dina Ke'isra Legamri. So the Rambam holds that Tefillah Rishayna is needed min haTorah, Tefillah Shniyah is needed min haTorah. When he switches from an Eved Kenaini to become a Yisrael Gomor, when the Odin is Meshachrihim, then you need Tefillah Shniyah min haTorah. So the Rambam says, no, and at that point it becomes even more mitzvahs. So does he need a new Kabbalah on mitzvahs? So the Rambam says, no, since he already had a Kabbalah on mitzvahs the first time around, when he had the Tefillah Rishon, he had a Kabbalah on mitzvahs, so there's no need for an additional Kabbalah on mitzvahs. All he needs is a Tefillah Shni. And Tosfos' opinion is that the Tefillah Shni is only needed mid the Rabbanon. The Eviknani has the full Kedushas Yisrael. Kol's man is an Eviknani, he's exempt from certain mitzvahs, but he has a full din of Kedushas Yisrael. That's what we were discussing the other day. Let's say an Eviknani will volunteer to fulfill a mitzvah. Will he say a bracha or not? So if an Isha volunteers to fulfill a mitzvah, says the Shazman Grama, so the Bali Atesis are of the opinion that she does recite a bracha. She Kedushana b'mitzvah Yisrael b'tzivanu, because an Isha has a full Kedushas Yisrael. She has an exemption. If he doesn't want to, she doesn't have to fulfill the mitzvah shazban grama. But if she does fulfill them, so she can recite the bracha because it's true. She has the full kedusha. Kedushana b'mitzvah sevitzivan. Shailas can an Eved Kenayni recite such a bracha. The Eved Kenayni will volunteer to listen to Tkiyah Shefer. So Tosfos later writes that yes, even an Eved Kenayni who volunteers to fulfill a mitzvah can also recite a bracha. That's lishitasam, because the Tosfos holds that the Eved Kenayni has a full Kedushas Yisrael, and the Tefillah Shni is only needed midrabban. But according to the Rambam, who writes Beferish, that the Eved Kenayni only has a partial Kedushas Yisrael, doesn't have a full Kedushas Yisrael, and the Rambam holds that the Tefillah Shni is needed min haTorah. So if the Rambam would have held like Tosfos, it happens that the Rambam does not agree with Tosfos. The Rambam holds that a woman cannot say a bracha when she fulfills a mitzvah says the Shazman Gram. But if the Rambam would have held like Tosfos that a woman can't say a bracha, then he would have distinguished between an Eved Kenayni and an Isha. Eved Kenayni cannot say a bracha. He can't say Kedushana b'mitzvah sevitzvanu l'haniach tefillin. It's not true. L'gavi tefillin, he doesn't have a Kedushas Yisrael. The women have a full Kedushas Yisrael, even l'gavi tefillin. If they don't want to, they don't have to do the mitzvah says Shazman Grom. But they have the full Kedushas Yisrael. When the Rabbanu Shalom proclaimed Atem Tiyulim, Amlechaz Koinam, Goy Kodosh, he endowed all of the nation with the same Kedushas Yisrael. The same Elevei Sanka, the Sagi Elevei Yisrael, the men and the women both have the same level of Kedushas. But that's the Shaila, what about Eved Kenayni? Here the Gemara has a din. We just learned the din. Amir Lenachri is Mutta B'makam Yishav Eretz Yisrael. So how does this compare to other mitzvahs? So some Rishonim say based on this Gemara, there are more. In Hilchus Erev Shabbos, quotes from the Sefer Ha'itur, the author, the Balu Itur, is of the opinion that Amir Lenachri is Mutta B'makam Mitzvah, B'makam any mitzvah. We allow Amir Lenachri B'makam any mitzvah. We don't accept that opinion. Tosfos over here restricts it. We only allow Amir Liakum in this particular mitzvah, Mishum Yishav Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't apply to other mitzvahs. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chayyodim, if you have a mitzvah, the Rabbim, then we do allow it. He gives an example, if the Erev fell down, and it's a big community, you can't notify everybody. So if you'll ask the guy to drive his truck and go and take a hammer and bang a nail and tie knots and so on to do a whole bunch of malachas deraisa to fix the Erev, then you'll be matzel the whole community from Chilul Shabbos b'shogeg. No one's going to be Mechal Shabbos b'mezid. People are going to be Mechal Shabbos b'shogeg. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chayyodim that b'makom mitzvah derabim, we do follow the Baluita. Mitzvah deyochid we don't allow, Amir l'nachim, mitzvah derabim we do allow. So some Rishonim seem to say, the Ramban in the end of Shabbos seems to say that that's why Yishuv Eretz Yisrael we allow Amir Liakim, because Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah derabim. We're not talking about my living in Eretz Yisrael. I should live in Eretz Yisrael, that's a mitzvah deyochid. Each person has a mitzvah, a private mitzvah, that he should live in Eretz Yisrael. But that we should buy up the land from the Arabs, we shouldn't have the Arabs living there, that's a mitzvah derabim. That's a communal mitzvah. The Klal Yisrael has a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael and a mitzvah of Yeshiva b'Eretz Yisrael. So Yishuv Eretz Yisrael means we should be Miyashiv Eretz Yisrael. We should buy the land up from the Arabs and make highways and build houses and have farms and everything should look beautiful. We can live in America and fulfill the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. But if you live in America, you're not fulfilling the mitzvah of Yeshiva b'Eretz Yisrael. Yeshiva b'Eretz Yisrael, that's the Chayvus HaYochid. So there's such a Ramban in the end of Shabbat, it sounds like he says like that, that Amir Liakum is Mutta B'makom Yishuv Eretz Yisrael because it's a mitzvah derabim. The The Ramah and Shulchan Aruch quotes a different twist. We allow Amira LeNochri to write the Shtar Kinyan Bishabbos because the Nochri is not going to write the Shtar Kinyan. He doesn't know how to write Ksav Ashuris. He's going to write in Arabic. He's going to write in Latin letters. Or in Chinese, whatever language. What do they have now? Filipino. He's going to write in Philippine alphabet. He's not going to write in the Ksav Ashuris. Now, Allah only recognizes two scripts. Allah only recognizes Ksav Ashuris and Ksav Yevonis. The Mishnah later on in Gittin says, a get that's written in Ashuris and the Edom signed in Yevonis, a get that's written in Yevonis, the Edom signed in Ashuris is valid. So these Rishonim say, those are the only two scripts. When you recite Kriya Shema B'chol Loshon, so it sounds like B'chol Loshon. All languages are accepted. That's as far as a spoken language. As far as a written language, a tiny group, very tiny group of Rishonim, practically insignificant. That's when the Mishnah Berurah gets all upset. Why did the Ramah Paskin like them? It's such a shita dchuya, gamsan, not to be considered. But a very tiny group of Rishonim insist that the Mishnah only recognizes, the Halacha only recognizes two alphabets as written. As a written language, Ksav Ashuris and Ksav Yevonis. And even the way we write in script in Hebrew, that's not Ksav Ashuris, and that's not a Chilul Shabbos Derais. That's very difficult. The Pashtus is if a person draws a picture, a person Atzor Tzura, the Raman Pastans, is Chai Mishum Kosek. Roshim is also Chai Mishum Kosek. The Mishnah just has a Machlekes HaTanaim, which is the Yav and which is the Tolda. But if you draw a picture, the Pashtus is that it's a Mavacha. Make a fingerprint, the Pashtus says that it's a Malacha Derais. So these Rishonim hold no. It's only a Malacha Derais if you do Ksiva. Ksiva means in a recognized alphabet. The Malacha only recognizes these two. These two. We had a Gemara, Ashtar Parso. So the Gemara says Ashtar Parso, Ashtar that's written in Persian, where was it? Yudzayin Manalash. Ashtar Parso is good. So the Gemara says Pshita, it's enough in the Mishnah. That the get is good. So according to those Rishonim, the Mishnah only says Yevonis and Ashuris. It doesn't say that Persian is acceptable. Anyway, so that's what the Ramah quotes from the Ur Zohar. The reason why we allow the Nochri to write the Shtar Mechir on Shabbos is because it's a Shvuz, the Shvuz B'makam Mitzvah. The Nochri is not going to write in Ksav Ashuris. So Amir Eliyakim, Ksiva the Rabban, on a Shvuz, the Shvuz B'makam Mitzvah is Mutar. And the Mishnah Berurah, in the Aruch HaShulchan, Rab said, he said, that's not why. Even if you write Ksav Ashuris, also Mutar. They don't accept that it's only the Rabban and the Ksiva of Bishar L'Shem. Okay, but then tomorrow we'll have to continue the Chazorah.